Tomorrow's News Today.
We are entering day 211 of the return of the American Republic. It is Tuesday, August 19th, 2025. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the embattled InfoWars studios in Austin, Texas. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for being the reason we're able to stay on air despite all the unprecedented historic deep state attacks. And remember, you're the Paul Revere's. So share the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X. Share the live feed from InfoWars.com/show. Share the feed from InfoWars and the Alex Jones Network channel on Rumble. And tell those you share it with to share it, because that creates the chain reaction. Tuesday Live, the Trump admin just tapped the hardcore patriot AG of Missouri to be the co-deputy FBI director and lead the fight against the deep state. Plus, Trump just scored another win, secure Zelensky-Putin meeting. Absolute must-watch share feed. Okay, there's so much to hit. I've absolutely got to hit all this and some key stuff I didn't hit from yesterday and whatever's breaking today. We'll get to it all. Victor Boots on there in the third hour, high-level Russian soldier and intelligence analyst and businessman and regional leader and government leader of his party. He's going to be on the broadcast with us. We have Alexander Dugin on Friday to give the Russian take on the historic events taking place at the White House yesterday and now unfolding. But I'm going to table that till later in the broadcast. I have said that if Trump was serious about taking down the deep state, he would bring in Ed Martin, which he did. I've known 25 years, is super smart and super courageous, because it's dangerous taking people on, to say the least. And Ken Paxton, which he hasn't tapped yet, and plus we need him in Texas. But also the AG attorney general has been a star of taking on the globalists, BlackRock, the left, the Soros, DAs, I mean, they've kicked him out. They've arrested him. To go over all the stuff this guy's done is amazing. So we're going to be getting into that, because he's been tapped to be the co-deputy FBI director. That's never been done before. Bongino is a good man, very smart, former New York cop, Secret Service. I don't think he's a traitor. I think he's a patriot. I know him well. But he's not a lawyer, and he doesn't understand how these investigations work. And it's really the FBI deputy director that does most of the actual decisions and work. So you need somebody hardcore. And you need somebody with a history of prosecuting globalists and their minions. Well, we've got that now, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting. Pam Bondi Patel tapped Missouri AG as additional FBI co-deputy director alongside Bongino. They're bringing on Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey as an additional deputy director of the Bureau. So that's good. And I guarantee you, Bongino said, look, he said this on air. He goes, I'm working 20 hours a day with all the decisions I got to make. And they come in with all this prosecution and all these things going on. I mean, I think they need the equivalent of 15 deputy directors. I mean, they already got $1 billion in funding to Ed Martin. He got 800 and something staff. And people are asking, well, where are the indictments? 7 months in. Well, they blocked Martin being put in as the head D.C. U.S. attorney, so they created a task force for him to head up. And then he had to then vet through all these prosecutors and find out who are patriots. They had to do lie detector tests. And I'm not going to give you inside baseball. Some of it's in the news. But, you know, Ed's been like, wow, I'm working 20 hours a day just getting the team together. It's like saying you're going to go out and play in the NFL. You got to have a team first. So it's going down, folks. They're going to start indicting the living hell out of the globalists. You just watch. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them. We can sell it to you for $78. stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor-sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at TheAlexNistore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor-sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexNistore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexNistore.com. So take action.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I've been telling you for at least 4 months that the DOJ is going to start indicting globalists at the state, local, and federal level, or they're going to get fired. And Trump came out and said these people need to be taken out yesterday. We've got that clip coming up. Now, nothing against Pam Bondi, nothing against Dan Bongino, nothing against Cash Patel, but compared to the AG of Texas, compared to the AG of Louisiana, compared to the AG of Missouri, they are lightweights. And I have been saying on air and behind the scenes, they need the AG of Missouri and the AG of Louisiana and the AG of Texas. I mean, that's what needs to happen. And for those that don't know, they've been all taking on BlackRock, the UN, Soros and their DAs, the transgender cults, you name it. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has been a rock star going after the globalist. So, when you're going into a fight, you bring people that have got a history of kicking ass with you. And look, Bongino, great New York cop, great Secret Service, you know, great podcaster, patriot. What's he know about prosecuting people? Patel, smart, interesting, but intelligence and some prosecution, still lightweight. But loyal to Trump and exposed and helped expose Crossfire Hurricane. Great. They can stay in their positions and do all the Fox TV shows they want, okay? Because that's important, and Trump wants that, because information warfare and the truth is important. But when the rubber meets the road, you want to bring in a bunch of Ed Martins. And that's what just happened. So that is extremely exciting. We'll be getting into that. Meanwhile, U.S. spy chief Gabbard says UK agreed to drop backdoor mandate so the government could spy on everything without a warrant inside your Apple device in live time. And if they did it in the UK, they could get into our systems here. By the way, they let China do it, so that's another issue. But boom, big victory there. Meanwhile, Germany rejects U.S. free speech criticism as social media arrests fuel international condemnation of the incredible tyranny there they're trying to project into the United States. Trump's made more announcements on his upcoming executive orders to target corruption, mail-in ballots, and other chicanery, illegals voting. That is very important. Also, on the Russia front, Trump secured in meetings yesterday with Zelensky and Putin over the phone, a face-to-face meeting between the two leaders very soon. And this was Trump shining yesterday by exposing all this to the world and getting the unelected dictator Ursula von der Leyen and the unelected dictator Zelensky in front of the world and pointing it out to both of them and saying you haven't beaten Russia and saying your business plan because your Green New Deal fraud failed is war, which they admit, and saying we're not going to take part in this. So President Trump recaps breakthroughs in Ukraine peace talks. He's now been invited to Moscow and says he's looking at accepting, but first wants the major deal inked. and watching the body language of the NATO and the globalists and the EU unelected bureaucrats yesterday, and their behavior shows that Trump has told them, which he said publicly, I'm cutting off all the funding if this isn't over soon. And I'm not going to be roped in with false flags. And we're going to cut off the intelligence, and then you can fight the Russians on your own. Because Trump knows NATO expanded up to Russia's border. NATO started all of it. But Trump still says that we're not out of the woods yet. In fact, put that headline back up. I'm going to read it. Trump rules out sending U.S. ground troops to Ukraine and warns Putin of rough situation if he does not move towards peace live. And that means sanctions on China and India and others that buy Russian oil. That's real sanctions of 100% tariff. So Trump's got the carrot and the stick out for both sides, really being a peacemaker. It's extremely laudable and historic, and I 110% support all of that. We also have a really interesting story I want to get to later as it ties into just in DOJ to deliver Epstein files to Oversight Committee at Republicans' request. And that ties in with Nevada AG says Pam Bondi is outraged after Israel's top cyber chief fled the U.S. without surrendering his passport following arrest for luring a minor online. He must be returned immediately to face justice. He has run to Israel. Boy, that's a big problem. Foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries at record high. World investing in U.S. economy, turning the tide on people fleeing out of the dollar. I mean, just a lot of amazing things that are happening right now. This is so historic. Now I want to go to yesterday's list and pull up Darren McBreen's report because I want to set the table with this. He did a 16-minute report that is extremely important, dealing with forever wars, the art of selling war, and it goes through kind of a snapshot of the last 60, 70 years up until now, and that's exactly where we are right now. And I also want to request this little jewel he made be posted on Real Alex Jones, and because it's very important. War is a racket, to quote Smedley Butler. Here is the report.
What you are about to witness is a chilling tale of government deception and propaganda meticulously designed to rally public support for war. As you are about to see, these tactics have succeeded before, and they are prepared and equipped to manipulate us again. So this is a cautionary tale. This is the art of selling war. In 1990, during the run-up to the Gulf War in Iraq, a tearful teenage Kuwaiti girl, known only as Nayira, described a horrifying scene. Iraqi soldiers storming hospitals in Kuwait, ripping babies from incubators and leaving them to die on the cold floor.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Nayira, and I just came out of Kuwait. While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Her testimony was raw, emotional, and unforgettable. It was broadcast all across America. The news networks aired her story repeatedly. President George H.W. Bush referenced it in his speeches, and support for military intervention in the Gulf War skyrocketed.
They had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Babies pulled from incubators and scattered like firewood across the floor.
That was horrifying.
But there was a problem. Nayura's story was one big fat lie. Nayura wasn't an ordinary volunteer nurse, as she claimed. No, she was Neria Al-Saba, the daughter of Kuwaiti's ambassador to the United States and member of the Kuwaiti royal family. The American public got scammed. Neria's testimony was a carefully staged performance. And this is how it happened. Nayura's testimony was organized by a front group with close ties to the Bush administration. They came up with the name Citizens for a Free Kuwait, and they hired a powerful PR firm, Hill & Knowlton, who had close ties to the CIA. Their objective? Launch a massive propaganda campaign to sway public and congressional opinion to go to war in Iraq. Nayura was even given acting lessons, and focus groups felt the incubator story would strongly resonate with the American people. And it did. It became the centerpiece, a lie so vivid it drowned out skepticism.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
Daylight brings only the digging of yet more graves.
Soon there were reports of mass burials of premature babies in Kuwait, dumped from incubators which were then trucked to Baghdad.
The Iraqis tore the respirators from their incubators.
They stole the incubators and threw the babies out of the incubators.
22 newborn babies were in incubators at Adan Hospital, and the troops, the Iraqi troops, turned off the oxygen of those incubators.
And then there's this guy. Holocaust survivor Representative Tom Lantos was brought in to co-chair the Congressional Human Rights Caucus. After all, he would recognize a Hitler if he saw one.
Premature infants in incubators were sentenced to die by having the incubators removed and the children allowed to perish.
Saddam Hussein has now unleashed on the people of Kuwait unspeakable horrors, and it is the responsibility of all of us to awaken an indifferent and disinterested world community to what this new Hitler means.
And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Hitler Revisited.
And so began the American public's rally cry to support the Gulf War as a moral obligation. But just in case not everyone was on board, enter Hollywood.
We pray to make the future bright,
to make the wrong things right.
Wrong. We're all praying you remain strong. That's why we're all here and singing.
The Gulf War was now officially commercialized, reinforcing the narrative that it was a good war. And celebrities were brought in to capitalize on Hollywood's flair for spectacle. They produced a We Are the World-style music video. A compilation of celebrities got together to perform Voices That Care. That was played over and over again on MTV, CNN, Entertainment Tonight, and all the major news networks. I mean, you couldn't go anywhere without seeing this music video. And if that didn't appeal to your patriotism, on the eve of Operation Desert Storm, who could ever forget the most iconic and powerful rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner in history, performed by Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening from the White House to everyone in the Sunshine State and around the world enjoying this wonderful game.
What a pleasure it is to say hello to all the young people on the field tonight.
But today we should recognize the men and women in our armed forces. Far away from home, they protect freedom in the Persian Gulf and around the world. And just as we salute these brave Americans, let's remember their families on the field with you today in Tampa. To the children of these men and women, let me say that as this and every day draws to a close, it's your mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, who are the true champions, the true heroes in our country. Not only do they have the heartfelt thanks and gratitude of this president, but of all Americans as well.
On behalf of the whole Bush family, thank you for allowing us to be with you tonight.
And God bless you all, and God bless all freedom-loving people around the world.
When the war began, it was the first time in history when we could all watch live 24/7 war coverage on television because of satellite technology. Little did we know at the time that it was the architects of war who had us glued to our TV screens. And there we all were, watching it live on TV, drinking the Kool-Aid, eating popcorn. To be honest, in many ways, this was entertainment.
Air raid sirens are beginning to sound over Baghdad. The flashes continue throughout the sky. There's obviously an air raid underway right now.
The skies over Baghdad have been illuminated. We're seeing bright flashes going off all over the sky. This is extraordinary.
If you're still with us, you can hear the bombs now. They're hitting the center of the city.
Peter, we are hearing explosions now in Tel Aviv. There was a missile attack.
The U.S. government is confirming that there has been a missile attack on Tel Aviv.
Watch are reporting that a major building has been hit in Tel Aviv, that victims of a chemical warfare attack have been taken to a hospital.
There were loud explosions, obviously bombing in at least three parts of the outskirts of the city.
I gather that people throughout the country have been ordered to put their gas masks on.
That's correct.
Around it. We have heard this siren five times in the last 4 hours.
Cannot tell you how in the middle of the night this comes as an enormous shock to people.
Obviously, an attack is underway. The whole sky lit up with these flashes continually.
Now there's a huge fire that we've just seen that is due west of our position. And we just heard, whoa, holy cow. That was a large airburst that we saw. It was filling the sky.
They broadcast the first reports. They may just have broadcast also the last reports live from Baghdad.
When the bombs began to drop on Baghdad, CNN emerged as the global powerhouse in cable news with exclusive access to live satellite feeds from Iraq. CNN's reporters captivated audiences worldwide. However, allegations have surfaced questioning the authenticity of some of CNN's coverage, particularly regarding the Scud missile threat. The use of piped-in sound effects.
Hey, could somebody please put that...
And controlled camera angles, like never panning to the sky when Scud missiles are coming in, suggest a staged setup. And the reporter's body language looked exaggerated, like a theatrical performance.
I have to apologize for that. I caught a whiff of something and felt momentarily dizzy. You're more experienced.
CD, if you need to take cover, I notice that you've got your gas mask in your hands. If you need to put it on, please do so. If you need to take cover, please do so.
There were also off-camera moments that have surfaced, revealing that during commercial breaks, the crew's demeanor changed abruptly. As soon as the live feeds cut off, they were suddenly relaxed and even laughing and joking with each other.
Wow.
Boy, did I almost look stupid.
But when they went back to live coverage, the theatrical threat of Scud missile attacks continued.
We heard another dull roar that shook things a little bit, and we're waiting to see what else is going on. Right now, that's about all we know, that something is happening. We're hearing pops and things shaking.
The Kuwaiti girl's testimony was a masterclass in propaganda. Take an emotional story, amplify it through the media, and use it to shape policy and manipulate the masses. Today, the tools have evolved through more sophisticated news cycles and social media. But the strategy remains the same. Craft a narrative, pull our heartstrings, and drown out the truth. Nuria's testimony showed how easily public opinion can be swayed when powerful interests control the story. So be aware. Now you know the art of selling war.
We're posting a report on Real All Jones on X right now. Be sure and share that. Just a snapshot of the first Gulf War. I know he's doing some larger parts, going back even further and then forward into more recent times. All right. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and drill into the biggest moves yet as the Trump admin starts the grand juries that are official this time. That never happened to the first admin, and brings in hardcore patriots like the AG of Missouri, and I'm told they're bringing in other heavy hitters. So we're going to get into that in Trump's statement on what's happening when we return. Then I'm going to get into a crime alert for people that folks need to really pay attention to, and you really need to warn young women about, and that's them setting women up with fentanyl to kidnap them for sex slavery and all these accelerated kidnappings we're seeing dealing with that. And I've confirmed this is going on with law enforcement. We're going to get to that. And so much more here today. But remember, today is the last day at thealexjonesstore.com to get our new bovine colostrum, a private label of a top certified, top best-selling brand, some of the strongest out there, 2,000 milligrams per little scoop with a bunch of other super nutrients that supercharge it. This is the first milk that all mammals give out the first few weeks, whether they're a cow or a whale or a human or a monkey or a rabbit or a dog. And it's the super milk that has all of these incredible natural compounds in it. It is 50% off right now at, despite the fact it's selling out, at thealexjonesstore.com. And when you get it, you get 50% off on any other supplement that you choose, like the ultramethylene blue, like the Shilajit. And folks, you got to get the methyl drive and the power plant. Together, they're too intense and too insane with natural energy. But individually, they're amazing. Folks around the office have said this is 10 times stronger than Turbo Force. It is a warning when you get Ultimate Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Individually, they're incredible. They're so good for it at the same time. But you can also get those 50% off when you get it with the bovine colostrum at thealexjonesstore.com. We've also added some new fun gag gifts to the site today that I'll tell you about a little bit later, but we now have the Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. I'm not kidding. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Our
medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexshowstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you, whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights because, folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been telling you for at least 4 months, from my sources in the DOJ, high level, they have been greenlit, they have been given billions of dollars, they have multiple strike forces / task forces that are a whole bunch of agencies working together, federal, including intelligence agencies, because that's who was running the attacks on Trump and America and myself and many of you, and the PSYOP on everybody. The COVID lockdowns, just, you know, the election meddling, all of the hoaxes, all the impeachments. And they've also been reaching out to state AGs to gather intel and give them information. I've had the DOJ not just ask me for our whole file on the persecution against us, which we've given them, but also other areas that I'm aware of that they And I said, wow, you, and they said, yeah, we know you got the big brain, buddy. I'm not trying to brag. That's what they were saying. So I've been, you know, sending that stuff on, and they've got FBI agents out scouring all over to the victims of the deep state. And you don't hear about it in the news because they're not telling them what they're doing. But then you see a Dr. Robert Malone saying, oh, a few weeks ago, Well, the FBI came to my house because I was targeted by the deep state and targeted by these disinformation boards and the FBI, and they wanted to, you know, interview me for an upcoming grand jury that they want me to testify to. That's just a little iceberg above the surface, just the tip. And then Ed Martin over the weekend, who heads up one of the big task forces, he's out front Letitia James, one of her many so-called homes, she says, are all her primary home, and the clear mortgage fraud and tax fraud going on that she accused Trump of, that he was totally innocent of. So, and then the neighbors are like, you're Ed Martin, I know who you are, get out of here. Again, he wasn't out there with the news crew, he was out there investigating himself. So, it's like Columbo out there. So, and I've known Ed for 25 years and been at events with him and stuff. That's actually how he's always dressed. He's not like Christy Noem, you know, dressing up in combat gear and stuff now, which I'm not against. I mean, it's like that's actually how he dresses. So that's what's going on. So Trump knows they have to do this. They're going to put him in prison when he gets out of office. They're going to come after his family, and they're coming after America. So it's going to happen, or people are going to get fired. They're going to get replaced. Now, we've known that Bongino was very close to quitting. The deputy director actually does most of the work of the director. Even a top lawyer that's seasoned would get burnout. He's not even a lawyer. And so instead of Bongino leaving, they brought in the AG of Missouri. And the only person I can think of better would be Ken Paxton. And a little birdie told me, and now this is coming out, I'll go ahead and say it, that Paxton is thinking about joining the administration and heading up a task force. Though we do need him here in Texas, he can just put in some of his other people and kind of continue to manage that as a consultant. They are going to crap their britches over that one. Because Paxton has just taken on the globalist, BlackRock, the left, the Democrats, Act Blue. They had to have the Republican legislature come in and try to strip him of powers because they've been playing footsie with the Democrats. I mean, he's hurting them. They tried to indict him over and over again. So Ken Paxton, he's a good speaker, but he doesn't have any fire. He's not really great on TV. Who cares? He's a great investigator. He's got big balls, and he knows who the enemy are, and he'll go after them. He's an attack dog of truth. And so is the AG of Missouri. And it would take an hour to go over all the stuff he's done. I mean, it is amazing. So they fear him. He's gone after the Soros. DA's got him removed. He has shut down the transgender garbage. He's gone after BlackRock and other globalists. He's gone after Act Blue. I mean, it just goes on and on. And so he is a workhorse. He doesn't play games. The AG, Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. And this is the first time that there's been a co-deputy director. So that's great. Bongino can be involved in the areas he knows as a former Secret Service agent and cop. And then you need to get prosecutors in to go after Soros and his CIA network of lawfare. Because you want to know the crime rate. You want to cut the crime rate. Okay, great. Put troops on the street. Put FBI on the street. That's a Band-Aid. You've got to get rid of the Soros DAs and county attorneys. And in Texas, they have judges are elected. I mean, they literally, the judge with my show trial, Soros. And I even talked to Democrats, they're old line Democrats that are high powered in Texas. They're really pissed. They say Soros is basically taking over. Almost every judge now in Travis County is a Soros operative. Now, and it's the same in other important blue cities. So, yeah, future Texas senator, because he is running for senator too, AG Ken Paxton just launched an investigation into a Soros funded PAC for unlawfully funding runaway Democrats. Let's go. And he's got Beto O'Rourke under criminal investigation. So I know he's running against Cornyn, but the word is he might shift and just go to the administration. But we'll see. So very, very exciting. Bondi Patel bring in Missouri AG to serve as FBI co-deputy director with Dan Bongino. That is not a demotion for Bongino. That is helping him. And the more, the better. So go read in to Andrew Bailey. Very, very important. Shutting down the abortion clinics to do illegal stuff. Going after the wrongful conviction cases, you know, people targeted for defending their homes, going after Soros operatives, First Amendment and censorship cases, going after big tech censorship, shutting down DEI massively, consumer protection fraud cases, criminal justice and public safety, going after the deep state. It just goes on and on and on. Yeah, kicking out Soros operatives and DAs, removing them successfully. Not playing games. So, very exciting. Now, here is Trump in the Oval Office yesterday being asked about Crossfire Hurricane and the Russia hoax that was an ongoing rolling coup against the country, confirmed. Fake intelligence they created to turn loose the intelligence agencies on the president and the American people. Here's President Trump, and at the end he says they need to be taken out. Not physically, obviously, but taken out. If we don't take them out, they're going to take us out. They're the ones that started it with all their made-up crap. They ran the CIA, FBI, DOJ crap on me. That's all come out. I say all, just massive amounts of it. It's ridiculous. Other talk show hosts all the time are like, really? The DOJ funded the lawsuits? Really? The CIA was involved? Really? Obama put you under national security investigation? And I'm like, here, I'll just send all the documents over. And people are like, what? Yeah, it's just what they did to me is a major scandal. And they were sloppy. So the worm is turning. Here is President Trump.
That it would be a team sport to push then the debunked 2017 ICA report and that it might need them to compromise on their normal modalities. What's your reaction to the latest declassification? And in your view, sir, what does real accountability look like for the players
involved? It's incredible what we're finding. Absolute proof of guilt. And we'll see what happens. But Clapper and Comey and that whole group of criminals, they're criminals. And they made it very tough. You know, they did the fake Russia witch hunt that lasted for 2 years. And I got totally exonerated. There was no doubt about it. They should have done it in one day, not 2 years. But it was a whole scheme to try and demean Trump so that I couldn't win an election. And that is a criminal group of people. They're sick people, and they're criminals, and they should be taken care of.
Mr. President.
All right. Let's go to a clip again of Ed Martin a few days ago on Fox saying he has been unleashed. And the bad guys should be watching their mailboxes. Well, I can tell you the bad guys are already getting visits. They're already getting stuff in their mailbox. It wasn't just Comey a while back brought in by the Secret Service for overnight questioning. You watch the body language, you see the statements of Brennan, Clapper, Comey, Hillary, all of them. They are pooping bricks. Because unlike Trump and unlike me, they actually did a bunch of stuff. Remember, it's public now. That I've been under criminal investigation ongoing since 2013. It didn't stop during the Trump admin because the Democrats still controlled things. He never got rid of the bad guys. But what does it tell you that I was sent by the FBI a bunch of files on me under investigation since Obama? That's illegal, folks. I am as clean as it gets. I don't even think about scams. I have accountants. I don't even deal with my taxes. I don't even mess with it. And they have had proctology exams on me and private investigators and courts and outside accounting firms, and they found zero. But in Bloomberg and everywhere else this week, they called me a crook. Alex Jones's corrupt operation will finally be closed. Oh, you didn't want money. You refused settlements. You want me closed But the same people will be in another newspaper saying he's hiding money. He's a crook. And Jen Psaki on TV, how dare Alex Jones appeal these civil verdicts? It's hard. How dare I exercise my rights in the face of you people? Here's Ed Martin.
Real quick, what about the January 6th committee? Did they destroy evidence? Is there criminality there?
Of course. Of course, we're all in that too. And trust me, a lot of people did not get a pardon that were involved in the select committee, and they ought to be keeping an eye on their mailbox, because there's a lot to be asked about.
And the pardons that were given out were done by an auto pen. Are they legitimate?
Well, I'm the pardon attorney, so I'm in that too. I can tell you we're investigating how the pardons were granted. It was not like anything in the history of America what his staffers did, not just with the auto pen, but with faking him out on the memos. More to come, Maria. I'm telling you, Pam Bondi has let us loose, and when this comes out, it'll take the whole of these people's hoaxes down, and we're doing it bit by bit, and it's fantastic. It's a great privilege.
Unbelievable.
All right. Now, here's one of many houses Letitia James has, just all over New York, Maryland, just all over the place. And she says in the files they're all her primary home. And then she does all these tax write-offs and things that have turned out to be frauds. Everything she accused Trump of, she does. Think about that. So imagine Ed Martin shows up at your house. But again, it wasn't public. It wasn't for PR. Imagine what else you don't know about. This is just because leftists ran over to confront them. How dare you, this woman that lawfared and was put in by Soros, who said, I don't know what he's done, but we'll find something. Elect me and I'll put Trump in prison. Elect me to go persecute somebody. And then, oh, how dare you, Ed Martin, the task force leader with 800 plus people under you. How dare you by yourself be out here? How dare you? How dare you, you monster? And he's got people spitting on him on the streets in D.C. Then they whine. Mainstream media. Ed Martin claims a woman spit on him. She like runs up and says, I hope you die. Like spits a big old loogie right in his face. We got more footage like that coming up in a minute here. These people are crazed. They think it's their right to dump coffee on your head, iced tea on your head, to kick you. You've seen it 5 or 6 times on video where people dump coffee or iced tea on my head or spit iced tea in my face. It's probably happened 50 other times. I've been sitting there in a hot tub on vacation. A dude walks over and steps on my hand. I'm like, hey, excuse me. He's like, oh, you think you're tough? Why don't you get out? Why don't you do something? Why don't you do something? And no, I just went and got the hotel security, had to look at the footage, and I got thrown out of the hotel. But that's the kind of stuff these people do. Yeah, this is one of the few ones. You also got famously, you know, me with the Young Turks, they spit iced tea in my face. But for every time you see it, imagine being a Trump family member. Imagine being an ICE agent, what it's like when you're getting shot at in cinder blocks and then, oh, it's a police state. Oh, it's horrible. So here's Ed Martin out front, one of Letitia James's many properties.
Is there a back alley? I'm just kidding. It's like the Pratt building. Is there?
You want me to tell you how to access my?
No, I'm just asking. No, I'm interested. Because usually the house is like this.
Tell me why you're here.
We're interested in the houses.
You're not interested in the houses. We know who lives here.
This is like Second Empire.
It's just a track house. That's what all of these things are.
I know, but when was it built, do you think?
They're built before 1899.
Okay.
Why are you being so disingenuous about what you're here for? You're not here about the houses. You're here because of who lives here. It's my neighborhood. It's my block. I have a right to know what you guys look like. You're
happy to.
Official capacity.
I'm just happy to be on a block looking at a house.
That's not true. Why won't you be
happy? No, he is happy.
Well, why won't you be honest with me about what you're doing? You are acting suspicious.
on my lawn in front of my neighbor's house, and you're not telling me what you're doing. That's not true.
Interesting houses. It's an important house. So, thank you.
It's not. Day. It's just like every other track house on the block that was built by developers.
And, of course, you know why Martin's out there. He's going to testify to the grand juries himself. All right, let's just stop right here. So, again, imagine how many of these you don't see. I can tell you they are busy. And, of course, you'd only recognize it, Ed Martin, when it's the FBI or others out there. It's a strike force. It's federal marshals. It's ATF. They're all being roped in. They got states working with them. They're not doing all this to play games. This is not 8 years ago. This is mobilization. Now, the other big issue is the deep state knows that. And it makes them very dangerous to stage false flags or other nasties. So pray for everybody that's engaging these folks. This is a new video. There's so many of these every day. ICE getting shot, Border Patrol getting killed, cinder blocks bouncing off their heads, cinder blocks at the top of their cars, getting stabbed. And it's just back in the newspaper when it happens. Oh, but when somebody tries to run over ICE and they shoot at them, oh, ICE is trying to kill people. I'm surprised there hasn't been some problems yet. That's why ICE retreats when they're under attack, because they've been told, don't escalate, while they try to do their job. So here's an example. This is real. This woman is psychotic. She was arrested, but the grand jury refused to indict her, attacking ICE. Slapping them, hitting them, pushing them, getting in their face. And if you did this as a regular citizen walking up to a cop or a federal agent, they'd slam you up against the wall, take you to jail. And they should. But they've been told, no, 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 no. They did arrest her. Oh, no, 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 no. Kid Glenn. And then, of course, the leftist grand jury, that's the problem, blue cities, said, nope, she didn't do anything wrong. Here it is.
Are you ICE garbage?
Let's go.
Mom. Who are you? What's your name?
Are you ICE?
Oh, you don't want me to take a picture of your face? Is that because you're ICE? What are you doing? Who are you? Who are you? What is this? What is all this? What is this? Cop, what is this? Is this ICE? Are you an ICE piece of shit? Is that what you are? Are you some ICE piece of shit? Is that what you are? Because you won't say your name? Is that what you are? Some ICE piece of shit? Are you some ICE garbage person? Is that what you are? You must be, or you would have said.
Knocking his hat off, knocking his glasses off, shoving him in the face.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Slap that woman upside the head.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I'm not putting up with it.
Are you some ICE piece of shit? You some ICE piece?
Backhander, right in the face, right in the teeth.
Some ICE piece of shit? Is that what you are? Is that what you are? Is that what you are?
All right, let's stop. It goes on and on. Just let's stop. I can't watch anymore. There's only 5,000 of them. We got 20-plus million illegals, millions of missing kids, millions of fentanyl death, illegal aliens running over people every 5 minutes, our own reporter killed by some La Reconquista anti-white folks. I mean, it's just, it's a scourge. And then they're out there being attacked by, I got all these demonstrations. We haven't had time to play them. These anti-ICE demonstrations are like 90% old white women, old boomers. And they're insane. Here's another one. Body cam footage shows drunk Democrat-appointed Rhode Island assistant AG screaming, I'm an AG during arrest. Officer responds, good for you, I don't give a SH-T. I remember when they got the county attorney here in Austin spitting on the cops and assaulting them, and then they hogtied her. She was like screaming like a banshee or something. This is who these people are. They love to throw the book at conservatives for no reason. But when they start getting in trouble, ooh, they just don't know what to do. Here's the video.
To turn off the body cam, you have to turn it off. And that's your protocol.
She's a fucking lawyer, so she knows.
Well, that's bullshit lawyer stuff, so that's not true. So we gotta go.
No, it is. That's law.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit. Let's go. We're going.
Excuse me.
We're leaving.
Please don't put your hands on us.
Can you get your children out of here? Like, I don't know why.
I'm sorry, what?
Let's go.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
You're being detained because you're not leaving.
Is that wrong? You have trouble.
Sir, she's not doing anything wrong.
I'm an AG.
You're not. She's not being arrested. Let's go.
I'm not being arrested. You're putting me in cuffs.
Do you have any weapons on you?
No. I'm an AG.
Her badge is in the car. You want to get a badge?
Let me tell you something. You're arrested.
Buddy, get the hell out of here. Buddy, seriously.
You're arresting an AG. Let me tell you something.
Are you under arrest right now?
No. You're putting me in handcuffs and you're Mirandizing. You're not Mirandizing me.
I'm an AG. I'm God. I'm above the law. I can do whatever I want. That's who these people think they are. And you're going to be seeing a lot more of this, and it's good. All right, we're going to break. Massive second hour. Tons of other news I haven't hit yet. Stay with us. The sale ends today at thealexjonesstore.com to get 50% off on our incredible bovine colostrum super nutrient. If you don't know what it is, look into it. It's the best. And you get any other supplement when you buy that one canister of this for 50% off as well, like Ultra Methylene Blue. Now, Methylene Blue is a game changer. We have the best. You hear the callers. You see the guests. You need to experience this. You're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Ultra Methylene Blue, and it supports the broadcast. People's vision gets better. Their skin clears up. It's incredible. It's amazing. Get yours now. Ultramethylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's a testimony.
Hey, Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Oh, you want Ultramethylene Blue. You're missing out if you don't get it. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm westbound, just watch old Bandit run. Get your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's been Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes.
Well, the mission we're on, as the Blues Brothers say, is a mission from God.
Are we gonna do
to take down the globalist New World Order. All right, coming up, we've got big new Epstein developments, and tying into that, we have the head of Israel's Cyber Command busted in a sex pedo sting in Vegas. And he was allowed to flee to Israel. And if you didn't know about Israel being a safe haven for pedophiles, well, you're going to learn about it coming up. Then I want to get into something dealing with fentanyl and how men are using it to kidnap women. And this has been going on for years, but it's only a little blip in the news, but it's getting worse. So we're going to be getting to that. We're going to be getting into the big new developments and the success Trump is already having on the peace deal. Victor Boot's going to be joining us. I was going to get into BlackRock yesterday and how it is involved in basically everything, and now how Fink's been made the head of the WEF, that Schwab has been ejected. We'll do that and so much more today. But first, people are really waking up that whites didn't invent slavery, and that actually it was England that banned it around most of the world in 1812. But here is a really great clip of Black Conservative Destroys Angry Race-Baiting Activists with several inconvenient truths during a ferocious debate on slavery reparations.
Our ancestors wasn't asking for handouts. They were asking for equal opportunity. And we have equal opportunity in this country. We had a black president, just in case you didn't know. We had a black president and we had a black vice president. I think she was black. They said she was black. I don't know. So we had a black president, and you know who voted for that black man? White people. Because you can't win a popular election in this country without white people. So Barack Obama is the product of white people. So let's get off this thing where, oh, America is so racist. What's making America so racist is people that continue to talk about racism and continue to focus on racism instead of focusing on unity and bringing our country forward. People that have these liberal mindset are infecting our communities, black people, and making us victims and not victors. I refuse to embrace a victim mentality, because that's not what our grandparents and Harriet Tubman and those people fought for. They fought for
equal
opportunity.
Do not bring up Harriet Tubman's name in vain, baby. Please.
Let's get the Lord's name in vain.
Harriet Tubman was literally saving her family and others from slavery.
Yeah. You know who helped her? White people.
You know who helped her?
They were on the Underground Railroad.
You know who helped her?
God.
People who benefit from white supremacy. One of the things
it's
that
a lie. White supremacy is a lie.
No, sir,
it's
that's
a
simply
lie.
Not
there's
true.
No such, I mean,
if that were not the case, then we wouldn't see the continued effort of colonialism and white people placing themselves in positions of power
when
they do not have
the power. You know why they're in position of power? Because their culture, black culture, is toxic. The black culture is toxic. We have produced a culture that is toxic. And let's get on the fact that there's no fathers
so
in
white
the black
culture
home. Let's talk about that.
None of this is going to work if y'all are just going to sit here and make up shit.
It's not going to work.
No, a debate has to be in fact.
I am not putting off emotional liberalism.
You're putting off unfounded lies based in conservatism.
That's what y'all do. Y'all start saying misinformation. Remember they did the misinformation thing all summer? Where everything
Look
conservative
at this man.
Did, they said
You're
misinformation,
a chain
misinformation
around your neck of an apartheid nation that acts actively wants to harm black people and non-Jewish people.
What about the apartheid?
But let me bring it back. Let me bring it back.
Selling black people in Africa.
That was not happening in the context that you're saying.
And they were selling their own people. Black people still sell their own people today too, by the way.
I don't know if I'm going to last.
We're selling our own people today too.
I don't know if I'm going to last.
You probably won't last with me.
I won't, because your ignorance is so overwhelming.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Of this global transmission that tyrants worldwide hate above all other media for a reason. I've studied politics, geopolitics, energy, culture, intelligence agencies, history. I have the best sources. I work, no exaggeration, 17 hours a day. I am 100% immersed. I have contacts everywhere. This is what I do. And I understand that we have a narrative of freedom and justice and truth and renaissance with Jesus Christ at its head, not forced like Islam, but put out there for people to embrace through example, that will defeat the satanic globalist New World Order. A few weeks ago, I played a clip of a retired high-level CIA agent, and he talked about how, going back even 25 years ago in the CIA, they'd have high-level meetings, and they'd say, we just can't have Christianity discussed. We don't like Christianity. We're going to ban Christianity. We don't want to see any crosses here. And they're like, why? And they're like, well, Christianity stands in the way of the plan, where the state is God. It doesn't mean all the churches aren't having problems. It doesn't mean the Catholic Church or the whatever, or some of the Protestant groups. Those are men who throughout history, Christ warned of false prophets and false teachers. But Christianity and the spirit of it is what threatens them. And Russia has had a renaissance of Orthodox Christianity. In fact, if you study history, no Christian group or country went to church more, was more dedicated, more pious than the Russian Orthodox Church. I mean, they go to church like 10 hours on Sunday, and they go to church, you know, like almost every night of the week, and you stand up during it. And you know, and the Russians did not put up with, you know, any type of corruption. I mean, it was just like super intense, okay? So people go, oh, they're not Christian. That's fake. There's been a renaissance of Christianity. You hear, that's a fake thing Putin's putting on. Bull crap. And most of the people
even in the Russian government, were secretly Christians throughout the entire Soviet Union. It was Lenin tried to ban Christianity, and once they got rid of him, then it started coming back in. So the Christian Renaissance in Russia is 100% real. The government's paying people to have children. They're banning the pedo parades. Okay, so again, we need to be more like Russia. They've already hit rock bottom. We need to get back to God. And we're not going to go around at the point of a gun like Islam or the point of a sword and make you do it. The point is this is what we need. God is the cure to this. And the bad guys want me off the air. You know, one of these meetings, I'm going to get back in the news, one of these meetings, and most of the meetings I didn't know were meetings over the years, and even the mid-level people would try to get you to sell out. I mean, I probably had globalists try to get me to sell out their minions hundreds of times. I mean, I probably had less than 20 meetings with high-level globalists themselves where the cash is on the table. You say, well, tell us the names. I have those meetings to find out what they're thinking and what's going on. And when I tell somebody I'm having a parlay with them and that I'm not going to talk about it unless they say something illegal. Now, they say, we'll give you this money to do this illegal thing. A, it's probably a setup. B, I'd never do it. Then I tell them, I say, as long as none of it's illegal, I won't talk about the meeting. And, I mean, I've had the meetings you can imagine. Up in the big high-rises and at the big palaces and, you know, you name it. But they had this big New York Times reporter, was one of their operatives, and he's like, this is about 7 years ago, and he claimed he just wanted to come here to talk to me and interview me, but as soon as I get into the interview, he's like, well, this is really an interview. You know you're going to get destroyed with all these lawsuits. And, you know, you could really do well working with the system and help people. And, you know, you still get some of your views across, but you have to, like, kind of be in committee meetings with us. And I'm just here to let you know you're about to get hurt really bad, you know, if you don't, you know, do this and that. And of course, he said, is this off record? I said, sure. And he said, I said, well, just give me an example. What is it you guys want me to do? Well, no more criticizing Islam and no more criticizing the LGBT. And back off the Second Amendment. And, you know, this whole Jesus kick thing. It's a, you know, I said, is that it? Is that all? And I said to him, I said, you know, I just got offered $50 million a year personally by one of the richest people in the world up in a big law firm in D.C. a few months ago. And they didn't even want me to go that far. See, they're more sophisticated than you and whatever group you're here with. They just want me to be a fact checker and say, I used to be bad and not know the facts, but now I do. Because that would be more credible in their idea. And again, I had the Sandy Hook lawyers, and I'll talk about this because it was in mediations twice. You can't talk about that. You sign agreements. But I told my lawyers, I'm going to go public. I said, it's unethical in those things saying, well, it's not about money. We want you to stop doing politically what you're doing. And both times I'm like, give me an example. Well, stop promoting, you know, Second Amendment. And I said, is there more? Well, if you're open to this, we'd like to have a whole day or two conference meeting with you. And I'm like, oh, and bring me in to work for you? Well, fuck you. How about that? That's what I tell them. And I'm not the type of person in meetings, you know, acts tough and stuff. I am tough. So, and you know, right outside the door, they've got the chief counsel of the FBI in Connecticut. He's running the whole thing. And they come to a little conference room to do that. And then my lawyers later went, well, you can actually talk about it now. They told us in phone conversations separately from those mediations the exact same thing. I get Norm Pattis on here to tell you about it. Get my other lawyers on. We ought to get him on so you can hear for yourself. So I know all about the New World Order. But here's the good news. back when I was exposing these people decades ago, and even 7, 8, 9 years ago, I was the only game in town with a big show that really got all this. Now there are broadcasts everywhere that get large pieces of it, some of them all of it. And so that's been my goal, is to get so many people informed and awake, they can get the big picture, and I'm obsolete. Because the moment I become obsolete means we're winning big time, and it's a lot safer for me. Because listen, I'm not out trying to be a martyr or get put in prison or killed. I'm not looking for trouble for no reason. I don't self-flagellate. I don't, you know, go home and, you know, like some Catholic orders, you know, beat myself with a whip or whatever. Not into that. Not into putting my life on the line. I mean, I follow Christ, but I'm not looking for trouble. They're the ones breathing down our necks doing all this. I've got to fight these people because we're totally enslaved and destroyed, and they're going to have lockdowns and forced injections. I knew that decades ago and predicted it. You've seen it now. They failed, and that was horrible, and they killed 30-plus million people so far. They got stuff far worse planned. I fight them out of necessity of survival. And a lot of people think, well, if you don't care about other people, you get ahead. When you don't care about other people, they don't care about you, civilization collapses. I have total empathy for black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, everybody. Because if somebody else is losing their rights and getting screwed, that means a system's building up of criminality that's going to eat me down the road. So, this is our quest. This is our mission. It is a holy mission. It is a mission from God. And the Great Awakening's here. The intimidation, the political correct bullying is over. And nobody that has half a brain believes the corporate media anymore. And it's getting more intense every day. The system is falling apart. Now, we've got to build a new system, and we can't replace it with something similar to what they did. That's the danger of any revolution, is you remove one bad system and replace it with something else as bad or worse or not as bad but still not good. So we got our work cut out for us, and into this vacuum of Great Awakening, there's a lot of disinformation, a lot of really weird stuff that's even far more dangerous than flat earth stuff. You know, the courthouses around the country are 8,000 years old and all this crap. I mean, you know, just because the public knows they're being lied to now doesn't mean, though, they actually know what's going on. Because it's not enough to just not believe the system and challenge it. You've got to know what to replace it with. And that's why they want me off the air in the Rockefeller Foundation documents and others that have come out. Remember, Tom Renz is heavily involved in all the big lawsuits. He's got a whistleblower with Pfizer and the Rockefeller Foundation is on top of that with the CIA. That's in Operation Lockstep, you name it. And he said, yeah, it's attorney-client privilege, and it's in the lawsuit. I can't tell you all these off-air one day like a year ago. And I said, let me guess. It's that I'm changing narratives and building a grassroots resistance, and if they don't stop my narratives, and it can spread to other people, and they've pinpointed my broadcast as the epicenter of most of the big movements resisting them. And he goes, yeah, have you seen these documents? And I go, no, Tom, I know all about it. And I said, Tom, they've had congressional hearings where they have the Defense Department 8 years ago saying that. Imagine. You start getting phone calls. Hey, they're having a House Armed Services Committee hearing, and they've got the CIA and the Defense Department Army War College talking about how dangerous you are and how you've got to be stopped. You don't have the captured Pentagon talking about you at House Armed Services Committees because they're playing tiddlywinks. And again, I don't tell you this stuff to go, oh, aren't I powerful? Aren't I amazing? It's the opposite. I have been at the front lines for 31 years. I am physically, spiritually scarred from it. And I'm stronger because of it. But I have no desire to be the number one talk show host. I have no desire to be the big king daddy. I have no desire to be a president. I have no desire to be part of Hollywood. I have no desire for power.
other than the power to get the globalists off of our backs. And I can't get them off of our backs by myself. And I know most of you understand that, but remember how important you are. You're not number one. You're everything. And I know I repeat that a lot because you need to have it burn into your gut and into your brain and into your heart. You need to feel it burning in your bones. And Ezekiel, the prophet, talks about they're coming to kill me. They say if I keep preaching and keep calling them out, they're going to kill me tomorrow. But I can't. He's praying to God. He says, God, the bones, my bones, they're burning. If you want me to die, I'll keep doing it. But if you just pick somebody else, my bones, they're burning. They're burning. They're burning. And I remember in Sunday school, still as a kid, in the sermons and stuff, and I didn't know what that meant. And then it started when I was about 19. A burning in my bones. Burning in the back of my neck, down my spine, into my arms, into my legs. Burning. I'm burning right now. Burning with the mission to stop them. I'm on fire. I'm on fire right now. I feel like fire burning. Now, when more people have that spirit, our problems will be fixed very fast. But if you don't have the burn, at least in your gut, that's the first level. And then the cerebral cortex, it starts in the gut, it starts in the frontal lobe. But when you really get the full burn, that's when the weapon systems that God already put into your genetics and your race memory and your consciousness, all the systems, the gifts of the Spirit God gave you that you have not activated. So I would advise people to pray to God to lead God and direct you. And in that, unlock your potential and to ask the Holy Spirit to come into you, though you are an imperfect vessel, and use you as a tool in the war against evil. And if you start saying that prayer and you're earnest and you're real, you will be commissioned. And you may think the first missions are small that God tells you to do. Doesn't matter. Big things start small. Take the commission. Because Christians aren't what Hollywood and the culture shows you, a bunch of little jellyfish that sit there and lay around and let people run over them. Christ turned the other cheek. At a specific point, they were setting him up to kill him, and it wasn't time yet. And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, he could see what was about to happen. And he had flesh. He was God in the flesh, but still had flesh. And said, heard it crying and said, oh, Father, can you just let this cup pass on from me? As the Bible repeats, just like Ezekiel said, listen, they're going to kill me. I can't stop. You got to take the burning away or they're going to kill me. And God said, I'll protect you. I'm not taking the burning away. I'm going to make it worse. And Ezekiel said, okay. So, and Christ wasn't scared of the cat or nine tails or the crown of thorns or the nails in his hands and feet. He knew the sins, past, present, and future, were all going to be dumped on him. And he was going to have to experience all the murder, starvation, betrayal, torture, human sacrifice, all the evils of the world, the perfect God was going to take it on as the final sacrifice so that we could be forgiven. God's spirit put into a human avatar to chew the same dirt, to crawl on the same ground, to smell the same smells, to bleed the same blood. That's not science fiction. That's reality. And now you see everything in the Bible unfolding and happening now, things that made no sense. Now it's all here. So I'm done preaching. There's a press conference going. We'll hit a little bit of that, but I want to hit the head Israeli intelligence head caught in a pedo sting in Vegas and allowed to escape. And that ties into some new Epstein information that just came out.
And then we got lots of other little tidbits here. U.S. sends 3 destroyers, 4,000 troops to the coast of Venezuela. Things are heating up there to combat drug threats days after offering $50 million reward for Maduro's arrest. And, of course, through the CIA, through China and Venezuela, they stole the 2020 election. Trump is not playing around. The U.S. already took the Panama Canal with not so much as a shot fired, though I can tell you there were. Chi-coms have been falling down the stairs and things and hitting their heads. And some Americans have gotten hurt, too. But like Hegseth said a few months ago, we should be able to push them out very quickly, sir. The average person watching doesn't know what that means. They were telling the military, everybody, yeah, we're at war right now. And so that's another reason they got troops more and more, get you ready for them on the streets. Hezbollah has got sleeper cells for real. China could pull all sorts of crap, or the globalists could. And they've got all their different leftist terror groups. We are in a very serious position. But at least we're on our back feet fighting and not rolling over. But I just wanted to remind everybody here that this is a fight between good and evil. Now, also I'm going to hit this fentanyl news. You know, I'm going to hit that first. And then I'm going to hit the pedo news. I mean, this is just incredible. It's just incredible. The head of Israel's cyber command caught in a sting, a pedo sting. They allowed him to go back to his hotel room, and then he ran to Israel. I mean, that is just over the top, but it's standard operating procedure. Nevada's AG Pam Bondi is outraged after Israel's top cyber chief fled the U.S. without surrendering his passport following arrest for luring a minor online, he thought, to a hotel room. They busted a bunch of other people in the sting. He must be returned immediately to face justice. Yeah, that would be swept under the rug if Trump was doing Israel's bidding. Trump's trying to manage the Israel lobby, and they have been making a move on his administration, but the fact that this is getting pumped out in the news shows something a little different. According to Ynet News, after his questioning, he returned to his hotel and flew back to Israel for 2 days later. Israel officials downgraded the incident, saying it carried no political implications as it was resolved quickly. The reasons for the question remain unclear, but might relate to the employee's conduct. They busted a bunch of other people in the sting. We got their names. His name's Tom, Artem, Alexandrovich, and the head of the Technology Defense Division at the Israel's National Cyber Directorate was arrested in Las Vegas, attempt to lure minors to his hotel room. Oh, boy. Well, Israel is probably has the highest, according to the studies that are out there, the highest density of pedophiles that have fled the U.S. anywhere in the world to get out of jail free card. Interesting that Israel won't extradite pedophiles. Not a very nice thing to do. But, hey, I might go to hell for even saying that's wrong. You actually have to support pedophiles being supported in Israel, or you're not supporting Israel, then you go to hell, according to the evangelicals. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful. powerful you can get on the market at TheAlexJonesStore.com and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at TheAlexJonesStore.com. At TheAlexJonesStore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of us. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. So take action. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Issue a very important warning to the public, and it is my aim and my hope that those of you watching this live right now will go to X later once we've clipped this out and posted it there and repost it on Instagram, repost it on YouTube, repost it everywhere and warn people, because I can tell you this is a very real thing happening. But just like the human trafficking and how many kids are missing, we don't know. Like now the DOJ and ICE says it's 450,000 kids smuggled in under Biden and disappeared on purpose by Mayorkas, many of them in sex slavery and slave labor. That's a congressional testimony. But they say the numbers are probably far worse, probably over 2 million. Okay? Now, this is about fentanyl. We know it's around 1.5 million people in the last 6-7 years that have died directly from fentanyl overdoses or accidental exposure. And it gets sprinkled into marijuana. It gets put in vapes. It's everywhere. And I don't need to tell you about the epidemic of fentanyl death and destruction and debilitation. It's the worst drug ever. 50 times or more stronger than heroin. It's pure 100 times. You see the footage and all over the country of people like zombies where they're still standing but bent over. It is nightmarish. And then it's just given to the homeless. Places like Los Angeles, I've talked to cops and been down to the giant skid row that goes on for mile after mile. And they're told they can't bust the people dealing it. You got the drug dealers and their big Escalades threatening me and the police when we walk by. What are you doing here? Canada allows it to be produced and lets people take it. Same thing in areas of Europe. It is a depopulation weapon. And communist China produces the precursor chemicals to make it. But I'm a news hound, so over the years, I've seen lots of local newscasts, lots of little local blurbs, and then I've talked to law enforcement about this, and they say, absolutely, and it's getting worse, that not only, remember when Kim Jong-un wanted to get one of the ministers that ran away killed, and they just walk up and blow something in their face at the airport, and they fall down and die? That's fentanyl, folks. So people are being murdered with it. You can wear a glove, have a little bit of it on your hand, walk by, touch somebody. There are so many ways to do this, but the big thing I've been reading about and hearing about for about 5 years, and I've seen a local newscast, you think this would be on the national news, but they don't tell you about it, is particularly Latin American drug gangs, but others do it. They will wait outside a gas station parking lot, a Target, whatever, and they will wait till a young, attractive woman or teenage girl gets out of a car and goes in, and then they will leave a $20, $100 bill folded up, laying on the ground. And they'll even, you know, do stuff like put a little rock on it if it's windy. And then when the woman walks over after she's inside and they're waiting in a car watching, she picks it up, it unfolds, it falls on her hand, and pure fentanyl, just enough falling on your hand, if you've never taken it a bunch and don't have a tolerance, you're going to get dizzy within seconds, and then you're going to pass out. Now, I can show you countless videos of police officers that go in drug houses. Now they got to wear respirators. They think there's fentanyl involved. And the police officer just touches a doorknob, have some of it, and they pass out. Some have died. You've seen the reports of toddlers at parks or little kids playing on the jungle gym, and they touch some fentanyl that somebody dropped, and it goes through their skin and kills them. So this stuff is an unbelievable weapon. And so I saw a viral video last night. And people were asking, is this true? You bet your butt it is. And why there's not national alerts about it, I think Trump will start doing it. But under the Democrats, illegal aliens running over people, robbing, killing, black-on-white crime, they cover it up. You know the drill. But particularly fentanyl, they cover it up. They've been suppressing how bad it is. Remember Democrats making jokes, like Pelosi saying, oh, fentanyl's not that bad? You type in Democrats make jokes, say fentanyl's not that bad. Because they don't want a national movement against this because they're allied with the Chi-Coms and others to break down society. And the NGOs that farm the homeless, that get most of the welfare money that they get, signed up for all the disabilities, they like them just as zombies on the concrete. And when they die, they get the death benefits and they move on to the next person. These NGOs are putting a lot of these homeless in for life insurance too. So there's a lot of this going on. And, but this is just a story about women being kidnapped for sex slavery with this. It's also about why doesn't the corporate media make it a big national story? I can show you, and I guess I'll show you a few. Most of you probably seen these, but a police officer opens a woman's purse to see what's in it because she looks like she's high, you know, been in a wreck. This is, and he just puts his hand in there, and 20 seconds later, he falls down and starts going into shock. Another officer has to go get the medicine they got to carry for it because this is a serious problem. So for those of you who are like, oh, yeah, right, you pick up a $100 bill, and it's folded, and then it, a little bit falls in your hand. I mean, a few grains, and it's going to go through your skin, and you are going to feel like you've been run over by a train if you're lucky. And again, I got roofied once, 12 years ago, 2014. It's 11, 12 years ago, and I went to a sushi restaurant downtown. I was there with a friend. I was getting divorced. I was living in a condo down the street and wasn't even, I think I'd had like one drink, totally sober, starting to have a drink. And I mean, by the time I got home, I can't remember getting home. Walking. I remember just battling and crawling, basically, you know, in, I didn't get in the bed. And so I don't know what that was, Rohibinol or God knows what, some a-hole, you know, that didn't like me, some leftist put in my drink. But that's a microcosm of the globalists with their poison shots and their GMO and their lab-grown meat. It's all about poisoning you and sitting back and laughing that they have that power over you. That's how these cowards, these passive-aggressive scum operate. So young women particularly need to know about this. And people going to parties, even in high school or college, don't hang around with the drug set. Don't hang around with the trendies. Don't hang around with the, you know, the occultist type, because they're doing this stuff all over the place. And evil is spreading. So this fella put a video out that I can tell you is dead on true from newscasts around the country and from law enforcement. But again, it's not gotten the big national push it needs as public service announcements. We're being told white supremacists are killing everybody. It's an epidemic. Doesn't even basically exist violence wise. Record whites attacking Asians doesn't even exist. Bubba Wallace. Oh, look, there's nooses hanging on the garage. It's a standard loop on a deal. And there's all that imaginary stuff. Meanwhile, you can be brown, black, white, whatever. We're getting devastated by the millions by this fentanyl. And now you've got these scumbags going around, mainly MS-13, TDA, and others. And they tend to target more under-income people because their families don't have as much money. They know more pressure won't get put on, but now they're hitting more and more affluent people. And boom, they do it in shopping malls too. They'll just walk over and say, oh, excuse me, ma'am, and put their hand on their shoulder and then walk away. They'll do it in dressing rooms. Oh, that's come out. Oh, I've seen a bunch of that too. Where a woman will be in a dress, a young woman's in a dressing room, and a woman goes in with another woman with a wheelchair. And they go in the stall with her. They come back out. And the next you see the woman put in the wheelchair that they had one of the other assailants in. So you'll have a person, you know, like a man in a wheelchair but dressed as a woman pushing him, or a man dressed as a woman. I've seen a bunch of these videos. We can pull them up. Should have told the crew to do this. And then they knock the woman out with fentanyl. And then the two people get out. They dress her up and put her in the wheelchair and take them out. But they'd rather get you in the parking lot. So you need to know these predators are out there. And you see that, you know, 40-something missing here, 30-something missing there. And then the media's like, oh, it's a hoax, days later. Well, there actually are a bunch of people missing. Everything's okay. So, and again, what they do with these women goes from bad to worse. But you ask why you never hear from most of them again. They take them, They put them in a sex dungeon at a house, chain them up. They get them addicted to fentanyl for a week or two. Then they make them start begging for it. And then they tell, and once they're out of their minds on this stuff, basically passed out, the men come rape them. And over time, they're such zombies. Under Stockholm Syndrome, a lot of women actually are like, oh, I'll do it. Sure. Give me more fentanyl. And then once their mind's totally wiped after a year or so, they call it using you up. They take you to the local Skid Row and they dump you off. Or they put you on a bus going to Skid Row. And I've been to Skid Rows in Maryland, in California, and you see the buses pull up, and like the 18-year-old drugged out girl with bruises all over, you tell her she used to be beautiful, and she's like, she's already been getting gang raped for a year. And then her mind's gone, and a year later, she's dead of an overdose, maybe a month later, with rats, you know, chewing on her, in the middle of the night, and they just come scoop her dead body up, another American taken out. So San Francisco, L.A., D.C., Baltimore, Maryland, these are all kill zones for this. And the police are told stand down. These are the dead zones. So they dump the used up sex slaves there. And you're like, well, why don't they go to the cops? When you've been on fentanyl a year with 15, 20 dudes raping you and all the rest of it, and now you get there, there's still going to be fentanyl, the NGO comes and signs you up, and okay, we've got it for you, and you, here's your money, and then they get right back on the fentanyl. This is MK Ultra level stuff here, okay? So now you're getting the rest of the story on this. So first, let's show just the latest one of a police officer last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, just touching it, this is happening. For those of you not understanding, this is real. So I told my daughters, it was a couple years ago, I said, if you see money on the ground, it can have fentanyl on it, and you pick that up, it'll knock you out instantly. And one of my daughters was like, yeah, sure, right. Yeah, I like that exists. And because it just doesn't sound real. It is. So here's the cop touching fentanyl. 20 seconds later, laid out. They wouldn't have given him the drugs. They think he would have died. The counter drugs. And then here's the announcement that's dead on. Here it is.
Dramatic body cam footage revealing the moment a South Carolina deputy collapses after being exposed to fentanyl during a traffic stop.
I need Narcan. I need Narcan.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Narcan.
Where is it?
In my car.
Why are
you not in it?
Give me a minute.
I need Narcan.
Give me a minute. I got you. LT, I got you.
Our next guest served as an undercover narcotics officer with NYPD. Former NYPD Lieutenant Darren Porcher joins us now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I've watched that video now like 17 times, and every time, even that time, my heart just starts racing. What could they have done better about that situation?
Well, when we speak to the hypervigilance of us as common police officers, you always want to have that Narcan in close proximity. It's just unfortunate that fentanyl is now impacting on common citizens as well as law enforcement and first responders. So fortunately, the officer was able to direct her partner as to where the Narcan was.
So where do you normally keep it in your car? Do you keep it like in the glove box? Is it in there? Where is it usually?
Well, you have a preference. It can either be on your person or in your vehicle. I think my preference would be to have it on your person. Right. And when we look at how fentanyl is impacting this country, this stuff is coming in from the northern border, meaning Canada, the southern border from Mexico. I think the administration is doing a lot to go against these countries because this is something that hasn't been done in a long time. When I say something that hasn't been done in a long time, meaning there has been no repercussions for these countries that have been allowing these violent, drugs like fentanyl to come into the United States.
So explain exactly how this happens. So a cop is doing a routine stop and literally just touched something and it comes through the skin.
One grain of fentanyl can kill you. You know, that's how dangerous this stuff is. Right, it is. And we need to do more to keep this stuff out of this country. But at the same token, you have to have that Narcan on your person to ensure that you can keep yourself safe.
And now they're coming out with stuff worse than that. This is the super technology we've got. So over 1.5 million dead people. Trudeau basically lets them produce it in Canada now, on record. Trump's pissed off at him, puts tariffs on him over it, and then he's the bad guy.
And then we're bad for wanting more police on the streets. We're under attack. This is happening. Trump's doing a great job. And he needs to start hitting the cartels in Mexico and Canada. You know, if Canada won't take out these drug houses where they're producing it, we need to do it. I mean, imagine. We've got 1.5 million dead people here, folks. How many 9/11s is that? So I wanted to show that for people that think I'm making this up, okay? I know a lot of you already know this, but some people just think, oh, yeah, right. You open up a $100 bill and a little bit of it falls in your hand and you're passed out. This is going on. And you can pull up the newscast of this happening to women and young girls and little boys as well, but mainly girls. And then they find some of them, you know, in a house, you know, 6 months later, and the reports are 15, 20 men a day raping these women and girls. And a lot of times they die from the drugs as well. So you've gotten the chain of how this works now. All right? So you need to warn everybody you know. So this fellow went viral talking about it. I'm glad he did. I wish, you know, he'd have shown some articles about it. But this is real. People are asking, is this real? Is this real? Is it real? Yeah, you bet your ass it's real. Here it is.
All right, all the women out there, I've got a new trend going on right now. Dangerous as can be in the parking lots. This is what they're doing. We're going to have a dollar bill, usually $20 to $100, folded up, laying on the ground, usually going to be on your driver's side on the ground, but a lot of times they'll put it by the back trunk, and they've already watched you go in the store. They've already got someone inside the store, watch you come out of the store, and they're already planting it by your vehicle. As soon as you go to pick that up, again, it's laced with fentanyl. As soon as you open that up, you're going to immediately get dizzy, get a splitting headache, and probably collapse to the ground. That's when they're already ready for you. They move in with the van, load you up, and they're going to take you away. It's a trend going on right now, and there's several hundred women that have gone missing due to picking up a dollar bill of some type like this in the parking lot. They collapse, and they take them away. Women, please be careful out there. I've also got another photo. Hold on. They're also using a dollar bill, usually a lot of times like this, but they'll be folded up as well in your windshield wiper, like you can see here. Do not open it up. As I've said before, it's laced with fentanyl, and they're looking to kidnap you. So please, women, be on the lookout for the dollar bills. Do not pick them up off the ground for your safety. Y'all take care. Be safe out there. Have a good day.
In World War II, in the European theater and in the Pacific theater, fighting the Japanese, you can look this up, thousands of U.S. Marines and soldiers got killed and heavily wounded. The Germans would put like a cool, you know, they do look cool, SS dagger laying in the woods. And then when you'd pull the dagger out, it would be tied to a rip fuse that would detonate a hand grenade or other explosives. You know, same thing would happen in the Middle East. The Japanese would leave a samurai sword or something interesting. And then you go, oh, a cool samurai sword. Boom. So this stuff's even more dangerous. So that's true. I'll get some of the more articles, more of the documentation that I mentioned here and remembered. And we'll add this report that's live right now at 12:53 p.m. Central. And we'll get this up on X. Because are you seeing public service announcements about this? No. I mean, it's up to the citizens to do it. And that's what we're doing. All right. Victor Boot's coming up. I'm going to hit the head of Israeli cybersecurity caught in a pedo sting and fleeing to Israel. It's all coming up. But let me make an important announcement right now. We can show you some B-roll of me, you know, famously putting on a tinfoil hat and how the media loves that so much. And we embrace being made fun of because then it sends people to the show to find out that we're 99% of the time being very, very serious. But I've told the great folks that are our sponsors at thealexjonesstore.com that I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things. Not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters and all the rest of it, but cool stuff like this. But now
We have, we do an overhead shot, the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat and 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. And it's got a bunch of little joke things written on it. It is a lot of fun. And, of course, you know where tinfoil hats come from. In the 50s and 60s, the Russians would blast our embassies with different types of radiation and microwaves. They started lining them, actually, with tin at first. It was actually tin, not aluminum. Old days, tin foil was tin, the metal tin, not foil. And then they would also line it with lead. So you know, these wives' tale things, or these things we make jokes out of, you know, you've heard of the Havana syndrome. That's one of the newer examples of this. But we're not actually selling this to you to protect you from 5G. It really won't do that. I would imagine the studies, some of it bounces off, but not much because it shoots through everything. It's why it's so dangerous. And we've shown you the footage of plants won't even grow in 5G, plus just the regular Wi-Fi in your house. They've done university studies. But it's a lot of fun. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. You can make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hats with this bad boy. And it is a lot of fun. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute style. Look how easy it was to make that. And now CNN cannot mind control me. And, you know, you can make it cooler. You can add all sorts of stuff to it. You know, I'm not really, well, I'm kind of an expert on tinfoil hats. I mean, this is my bailiwick. Here, I can make a Viking helmet. That looks pretty cool. Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. There you go. Look how fast that was. Now you're ready for the Halloween party coming up. Remember, I guess some of you didn't watch Looney Tunes, you're too young, but remember Porky Pig doing the opera? He's like, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit. Well, now we're ready. Or, you know, you need a ball just to play, you know, catch with your kids or whatever. Well, you got it right here. Very, very versatile, ladies and gentlemen. So this is a very exciting new thing that we've added to the AlexJonesStore.com, and it is a lot of fun, and it supports the broadcast, and at $19.95, it's a good deal. Hell, this much tinfoil costs you like $15 at the store. So this is an amazing deal, the AlexJonesStore.com. And today is the last day to get the bovine collagen, highest quality, the strongest, 2,000 milligram per serving at 50% off, and get any other supplement for 50% off as well. The deal ends at midnight. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step.
step of the way, and my friend trains them. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Famous former U.S. political prisoner, and the media would call him, you know, famous mercenary, to give his expert take on what's happening in Russia, the Ukraine deal, where he sees it all going. And we'll get into the latest developments on that next segment. First off, and I'll get more to this after he leaves, but there is an ongoing long history of Israelis that are dual citizens of the U.S. with their right to return. And it's been a big scandal. I mean, thousands and thousands of pedophiles a year flee to Israel to escape prosecution. Epstein, when he was first getting prosecuted the last round, flew there, was thinking about not coming back, but did. So Nevada AG Pam Bondi is outraged after Israel's top cyber chief fled the U.S. without surrendering his passport following arrest for luring a minor online in a bus that arrested a bunch of people in Vegas trying to get minors to their hotel rooms. He must be returned immediately to face justice. On Monday night, Sigal Chadha, U.S. attorney for the District of Nevada, sounded the alarm after a shocking betrayal of justice allowed an alleged child molester to escape accountability, which outraged U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Gateway Pundit reported Monday that Tom Artem Alexandrich, head of the Technology Defense Division at the Israel National Cyber Directorate, was arrested in Las Vegas on suspicion of attempting to lure minors for sexual purposes. According to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, Alexandrovich was caught attempting to solicit sex from a minor electronically during a multi-agency sting operation targeting child predators. He was booked into the Henderson Detention Center and shockingly released by the Nevada state judge on a measly $10,000 bail without requiring him to surrender his passport. He then fled to Israel. Here's a bunch of the other people that got arrested during this sting. Netanyahu's office quickly released a statement denying that the employee had ever been arrested. Oh, well, Netanyahu, he didn't even get arrested. Not just, oh, he's innocent or this is no big deal before that. No, he's innocent. Look, I don't try to single out Israel to attack them. I just, it's known they protect pedophiles. And, you know, look at Jeffrey Epstein. Look at his name, Maxwell's dad, who was buried at the Mount of Olives from Mossad, running the admitted giant pedo blackmail thing in Europe, the UK, and other areas. And when that came out, he got thrown off his boat, named the Ghislaine. Just in, DOJ to deliver Epstein files to Oversight Committee. That's what the Republicans subpoenaed. The Democrats actually now are like, the judge is like, oh, don't release it, actually. So their bluff's been called. Officials with the Department of Justice have informed us that the department will begin to provide Epstein-related records to the Oversight Committee this week on Friday. So it's all starting to come out. And I've never seen any evidence of Trump being involved, so I say even if he was, release it.
Justice be done, may the heavens fall. But we know the Clintons and Bill Gates and the head of Harvard and just all these big globalists, mainly Democrats, are. Why is Trump then protecting him? Well, Roger Stone told me right when Trump got elected again, and I talked to people after, you know, Roger said it publicly now. He said, you're never going to get it because the CIA was involved with Mossad running this. And Trump wasn't involved then, but they've come and said it'll bring down the whole government. Then Trump blocks it, and they turn around trying to blame him. Just release it and burn them all. We need this. No more cover-ups. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Victor Boots, our guest. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds to share the live feed. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexfieldstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfieldstore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Well, President Trump was particularly shining bright, and one of the best examples of the work he's done in the last 9 years, trying to save this country. He knows NATO started the war. He knows they've been encircling Russia. He knows they moved the missiles up there. He knows they've been sabotaging peace deals. He knows they blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. He knows Zelensky fired missiles a few years ago into Poland and tried to blame Russia to start full war. He knows they've been attacking the reactor and trying to blame Russia. He knows they built Obama bioweapon labs there at the Russia facilities they took over. He knows all that. And that's why they got the lip readers, and I've confirmed it when he gets off. Trump said to Putin, finally we can meet, and I want to help you. Because Russia didn't start this. And if we had Russia encircling us with missiles, I would be all over the Russians. But they're not. And it's admitted that the EU Green New Deal carbon tax scam, the Paris Accords failed, so now their economic ministers have said, and I've played the clips, even again yesterday, we won a 20 to 30 year war with Russia to break them in five parts, and that's our economic future. Well, A, that's evil. B, you've already lost, and they're the biggest nuclear power. So it's insane. And you have the Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected head of the EU Commission and her deputy, making more statements about, well, if we can't beat Russia, how are we going to beat China? The answer is you ain't going to beat either one militarily unless you blow the whole planet up, you crazy people. And look, there's nothing dumber than globalist, filthy rich women running these unelected commissions who I guarantee you cannot even fire a gun, don't even know how to find their ass with both hands, don't even know how to use a hammer and nails, ladies and gentlemen, literally trying to start a full war with the Russians. These people should be in straitjackets. But that's who they are. So now Trump said today he's got Zelensky agreeing to meet with Putin. Zelensky lies so much, who knows if that'll happen. Plus, he's such a coward, who knows if he'd get anywhere near Putin. But you saw Trump expose all the warmongers yesterday, the unelected commission, the coalition of the willing, the northern group within NATO, Starmer, Macron, all of them. And the most important thing is he pointed out that von der Leyen is not elected and that Zelensky's not elected. Zelensky, oh, I can't give away land. No, even though he could, even though it's already been taken. So starting in 2014, Trump goes, he goes, I would need to, you know. And Trump goes, well, wait a minute. You're not even elected for over a year and a half. He said, well, we can't have elections. We cannot have elections during war. So Trump goes, so I just start a war I can stay in 2028? That wasn't Trump endorsing that. He was pointing out that Zelensky is super unpopular. And now even the mainline polls have 70%+ of the Ukrainians against the war. They're collapsing. They've been defeated. If the Russians wanted to encircle Kharkiv and Kiev, they could do it. NATO doesn't have the weapons, doesn't have the troops, doesn't have the satellites to control the weapons. So if the U.S. pulls out, it's over. And even with the U.S. massive backing, $350 billion, and all the technology, Russia has won. And that's good, because it's a defeat of the EU and NATO and the globalists, which is way eviler than even the Soviet Union, in my view. It is the new evil empire. Now, that's my view. I wanted to get Victor Boot, famous businessman, and he would be called a top mercenary and intelligence operative of the Russians, but he says that's not the case. But he certainly was a political prisoner, 10 years, where he began listening to my show on AM radio. And, you know, it's a real pleasure and honor to have him. He doesn't do a lot of other Western media. We appreciate his time and energy. He's also one of the heads of the regional legislature of his party, the High Council, LDPR, and much more. And so Victor Boot joins us here for the rest of the hour. We'll play a few clips of Trump as well. But here's Trump today, before we go to Victor Boot, talking about the fact that he's got a deal for Zelensky and Putin to meet. And now Moscow has invited Trump to come. And he's saying, well, as soon as that deal happens, he will do it. So if Trump can do this, and in this insane war, he does deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, but they gave Obama one for being a warmonger, so it's kind of an award you don't want. Here's President Trump.
So we're setting up a meeting. I sort of set it up with Putin and Zelensky, and, you know, they're the ones that have to call the shots. We're 7,000 miles away, in all fairness. You know, we spent, through the previous administration, $350 billion. Europe has spent a lot also, $100 billion, but it should be reversed if we should have been in for anything. But it wouldn't have happened, so that would have been much better, because so many people died. This is the biggest bad situation since World War II. There's been nothing even close.
And it could get us all killed in a nuclear war very easily, according to all the war games and think tank experts. So, Victor Boot joins us, a famous businessman and soldier. Victor, great to have you here. I know Trump even admitted yesterday, he said, I thought I could get it ended very quickly, but because these groups don't want to end it, and Russia's not going to give up its territory. I understand why Russia isn't giving up. But he thinks he's finally got them, because he's finally really talking about pulling the funding. That's my understanding. I know you know probably more about it than I do. And so give us your very well-informed, educated take, Victor.
Well, hello. Good day. It's really unbelievable what happened since the 15th of the August, since the meeting in Alaska. It took a lot of courage by the both presidents. You know, first of all, is a lot of, courage from the President Trump to invite him to Alaska. And President Putin said, okay, you know, this is a good territory. First of all, as he mentioned, we are neighbors. So this was the first time ever the Russian highest official, you know, president, traveling to Alaska for the past, 8 years, even more. Moreover of this, you know, optics of that meeting was also saying there is a lot of the chemistry between the two. They respect each other and they can talk, you know, about all the really issue problems, the essential problem for what we are facing. So after that, there is also very interesting this time, Alex, I don't know if you are noticed, but main issue was that there was no leak. Usually, you know, White House leaking like a, you know, old barrel, you know, which was kept without water for the years. But this time, everything was under strict control. What was the really discussed among them two, we really don't know. There is not much leak. Everything else which we see in the, you know, FT and another media trying to say this was how agreed and that. I don't really take it as it is. And this is how the real economy is really done. Real diplomacy is really done. It requires a quiet and proper, you know, conditions where they can negotiate everything, prepare. Very good was the fact that they went to the presser only with the statements, and they don't take any stupid question of these, you know, journalists. So, on my opinion, this is really laid down enough, you know, ground. And when the Zelensky came with a group of coalition, who looks like, you know, they all went to the, you know, headmaster of the school and be, you know, reprimanded for their bad behavior, including the Zelensky himself, who finally put the jacket and looks completely, you know, ridiculous in his outfit. So most important that the Russian and American, because of the previous contacts, eventually worked out a proper, you know, step-by-step plan where this conflict can be, you know, come to the end. And most important that this time, Trump, with his capacity to, you know, understand the facts, understand what is concern of Russia. Main concern of Russian Federation is our national and strategic security. We can't allow our neighboring country, like any other country in the world, including, for instance, United States, to allow that in this neighboring country would be preparation to attacking you, would be, you know, based on all the offensive weapons or the missiles and use that territory as a launch pad for attack to Russia. This is a core issue which has to be addressed. Second one, for sure, Ukraine cannot be part of any of the, you know, NATO or and cannot have the Nazis who flourished in their eyes and openly financing them. And surprise, surprise, oh, they're really Nazis. Nobody wants to really, you know, see them. And this was an issue. So I guess we are now, you know, finally living the moment when we see that there is two presidents who now are responsible for the strategic stability in the world. And we hope if they would be not sabotaged, because believe me, the globalists tried to sabotage this peace deal many, many times. Even yesterday, they tried to blow up a Crimea bridge, trying to send a hybrid car from Ukraine, which laid up with 160 kilo, which is over 350 pounds of the explosive, you know, plastic explosive in the form of the form which they use the battery to fill it in. The attack on the Smolensk nuclear power plant, and thanks God, you know, air defense worked well, and there was no damage. But these people, as you said, is complete insanity. They have no understanding or no even idea, no link to the reality, and this is makes situation very, very, you know, still dangerous.
Well, I'm not a famous former military man like you, but I've studied it most of my life, was even into it when I was a child. And that's not a talking point by us that Russia's won the war, that NATO started it and has encircled Russia, that unless there's a nuclear war, the West can't win, and we can't win that either. We can just all kill each other. And it's madness to have the EU and NATO saying our business model is taking over Russia. I mean, I can play the clips, it's all over the news. Saying our model is bankrupting them in this war, breaking them in five pieces, because people that don't know, the EU is falling apart. They have the worst demographics. They were hoping carbon taxes would save them. Now that's failed. So they're literally, their defense ministers and their economic ministers are unanimously for 2 years saying, no, we have to have this so we can control our populations. Then they go along with NATO and the U.S. blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline, doubling German and other energy prices, literally driving their economy into oblivion. We're watching Europe commit suicide politically, culturally, and potentially with nuclear weapons, and now trying to drag the U.S. into it. And Trump's like, no, this Obama, Soros, deep state, neocon, John McCain project is over. This is insane. I mean, there's not even an argument that this is completely insane. This is way more insane than Hitler attacking Russia in 42. I mean, he had, I guess, some chance of doing it. Now Russia has nuclear weapons. This is like 10 times, 100 times crazier than Hitler. I mean, am I right from my lay perspective?
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's what, you know, really make you think, why these people that level insane? Why they, you know, cannot equal four, but for them it's always 10 or maybe 20. Something is wrong with this unelected official. All this creepy, you know, like a French Macron president, you know, all the unelected, you know, European Commission chair, you know, and all that make you feel something is really wrong with these people. And look on the Zelensky. He's adopted. The way he behaved, the way he looks, you know, there is a kind of, and we talk with you about that, you know, drug habits of all these leaders. So they behave exactly like adopters. So what you want to from these drug addicted people, they need to have, you know, rehab. They need to be locked up before they pass through. And eventually they really require a very good doctor who can treat all the, you know, disease, which is connected with the mental disorders on my point of view, because you can't explain otherwise why they are still pushing and trying to bring, you know, disaster for entire planet. That's really, really, you know, a strange situation. Finally, President Trump, you know, succeeded and oversmarted them in this plague, because on every step they try, how are we going to sell this time? Okay, let's tell him 10 times, thank you, President. Let's say he's the great, he's the big. Thanks God that Trump didn't buy this all, you know, attempts. And all finally, he knew who they are. And he knew perfectly well that they can create a lot of troubles, and they really don't care if they kill another million, if they kill another billion, or they kill all human on this planet. That's where we are right now. And when you look on the, you know, what's going on commentators and spin doctors, you know what is surprising me? That on Fox News, it's a lot of still pushing, you know, this narrative, especially from Zelensky, that, for instance, Russia has over, what, 20,000 Ukrainian children? Though the last time they had a meeting in Istanbul, you know, our guy who headed a Russian delegation,
now, let me stop you right there, Medinsky, Victor, let me just stop you for the name. What you're saying is so important, but your Skype just started degrading a little bit too much. Let us try to reconnect with you right now and try to get a clean connection, okay? We're gonna reconnect with you right now. When he started saying that, I was already about to interrupt him because it was breaking up. I remember when they had that Istanbul meeting a few months ago, they sent the ministers and tried to meet with them and said, come, show us the kids, give us a list. And the Ukrainians, there's video of it, I aired it. They go, no, we're not gonna discuss it. It's just completely made up, like babies being in incubators in 1990 and Saddam Hussein's Republican Guard stomping their brains out. They admit it, totally fake, never happened, PR firm, BS. Now, it's confirmed mass human trafficking and child sex slavery out of Ukraine and organ harvesting. So it's a giant money laundering pit of pure evil. It's Russia that decades ago banned its kids being adopted into the United States, saying they're abusing them and raping them. That's because it was happening. We all know the capital of pedophilia is the UK, Israel, and the United States. And the U.S. is junior to them, but because we're bigger, more of it happens. But per capita, Israel and the U.K., I don't know who I could say is worse. I mean, it is just, It is just disgusting. So, yeah, I remember the Istanbul meeting, and the Russians go to the Ukrainians, and they say, okay, give us a list of the children. Because we have, like, I think they said, like, we have, like, 98. We don't know who their parents are. I'm going from memory. It was less than 100. Like, we have this list of kids. If you can give us a list of children, we will scour and give them to you. And they're like, nope, we don't talk to you about that. Victor, I'm going from memory, but I remember playing the ministers trying to get the Ukrainians to give them a list, and they wouldn't give them a list of all these tens of thousands of missing children. Please start over.
Yes, correct. That's exactly it. Because when they did it, this was a, the situation when the Russian delegation said, okay, provide the list of those children. Where is this 20 or 60,000? But problem is commentators of the Fox News saying it's 200,000 Ukrainian children now kept in special camps. They like, trained to go to serve in the military, fight for Russia. Are you crazy? Who paying you this? Because eventually we know that the Zelensky regime was, good into the financing and bribing everybody. They pay journalists to put some bullshit. They are fake news by themselves, but Ukraine is, financing this bullshit. So when the Russian delegation said, okay, give us the list. Where is this children? Finally, Russia said, hey, we have in our custody close to the 900-something children because we don't know where their parents. As soon as we locate their parents, we will send them to them. It's no issue. But if they don't have a family, don't have a, close family, no uncles or no grandfathers, grandparents, to whom we have to give them. And that was the biggest issue. So it's another lie, which they try to have this emotional response, including they start to spinning. Oh, you see, Melania Trump passed the letter to President Putin about saving children's lives. Yes, correct. Russia does everything to protect innocent life of these civilians. But if you know so many children was died in Donbass region since 2014 when the Ukrainians, perfectly knowing what's going on, shelling, not only markets, but even, the playgrounds where the children play. When they perfectly, there was a case about 2 years ago when the sniper in the Donetsk region would intentionally, wait until children will come to their range and they are trying to, shoot all the children and waiting where the adults will run to help them and then they kill the adults. Apparently it happened to be the Polish snipers, but after some operation, the Polish snipers decided do not go anymore to the, Donbass region because they've been also hunted by, the Russian snipers, very, very severely punished for that.
Since you raised that, we can show hours of this, but there's a new video of a man just talks to the Ukrainian press gangs that are kidnapping people for the war machine. And so they chase down the other man and then start, beating him and grabbing him away from his family, terrorizing his children. And then you've got, again, Zelensky saying, I can't, have an election because I'm in a war. And Trump says, oh, well, then what, should I have a war and cancel elections? He is a dictator. That was the best thing I thought was good that was called out. I want to come back and talk about that. Then I want to get into false flags. Obviously, I don't see NATO and Ukraine giving up yet, trying to drag the U.S. in without trying to stage a few more things. Trump is obviously onto that now. And he learned that Ukraine doubled attacks on Russia. That made the Russian attacks a few months ago intensify. Once Trump learned that, I've learned personally, people that were there, he got then he understood Operation Spiderweb, all of it was meant to kill the peace deal. Now he knows. And so that's why it's so important to inform him. But I want to look at how you think this ends, how it unfolds, and what if NATO and the EU, even the U.S. pulls out, decide to go to war by themselves against Russia, what happens?
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate CMOS has been by far and away our best-selling product on thealexjonesstore.com when we launched it some months ago. Now, we've had a hard time keeping the gummies in stock, so we formulated the capsules while we wait on more gummies to come in. Now, Irish CMOS is something that's known to be incredible for your body because of the natural iodine that exists in it. It's not just any iodine. It's also abundantly bioavailable. Now, if you don't know, iodine is incredible for your health and supports your body's ability to detoxify itself. Check out Ultimate CMOS capsules right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Not only are you fighting for your health, your immunity, and your body's ability to detoxify itself, but you're fighting for humanity as well by keeping Alex Jones on the air, InfoWars on the air, and this crew operating to broadcast the truth worldwide wherever it is being censored, just like your body is under relentless assault and needs Ultimate CMOS capsules in order to fight off all of the toxins that you're met with. So is InfoWars under assault and needs the audience. So go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and subscribe for Ultimate CMOS capsules every month.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. We've got it. Now we see the earth. Now we've got it.
All right, we got Viktor Bout, very famous Russian former political prisoner, international businessman, famous soldier. You name it, Russian patriot, very highly respected over there. And
He's been a long-time listener of the broadcast because when he was incarcerated for 10 years, he was listening on AM radio in the prison. So that's what we're able to have, and I appreciate him coming on for his future and our future, because I know a lot of you are informed, but for new listeners, the RAND Corporation, all the think tanks, all the military war colleges have said, don't do this Ukraine war. The military's been saying don't do it. The politicians, who are lunatics, like Ursula von der Leyen, have been just sitting around. There's nothing more dangerous than some woman with their fancy nails and their hair done, wearing some $1,000 dress, shooting their mouth off about war. I mean, it just has end of the world written all over it. And I wanted to just finish up with Ukraine, 70%+, even in their own state-run polls against the war. Zelensky now is finally looking scared. He should have been scared a long time ago. He's very arrogant. I'm seeing major cracks here, Victor, but I don't think we're out of the woods yet. We already have the proposals on both sides. What do you believe from your sources and research is the timeline? And then if Trump pulls intelligence and weapons, which we know is 80%+ of all of it, and almost 100% of directing the weapons, then obviously Russia could have already taken it even if they wanted to, at great loss of life, and they didn't want to escalate into a full war, been very tactful and measured. But then what will Russia do when Ukraine starts collapsing so fast? Ukraine can play victim, then do a false flag, maybe a nuke or something, and blame Russia. I think that's going to be the prime danger. That's why I really hope Trump can get NATO and the EU, because that's who we're really talking to, not Zelensky, to do this. What is your understanding of that with all the moving parts? And where do you see it going? Where would you like to see it going? And gut level, where do you see it going? Because gut level, I don't think the EU and the globalists are going to give up. I think this is going to get nasty before it gets over. I think Trump understands that. But this is the most dangerous thing for human life on this planet right now, in my view.
That is correct. But what is important here, that Trump now not only understands the danger where Ukraine trying to entrap United States and him personally, because the entire idea was to, you know, make sure that the Trump now owns this war. And good for Trump, he understands and every time repeats, it's not my war, I didn't start it, it's a Biden war. And the cost of this war, even to the taxpayers in America, is enormous, while, you know, all this money would be better spent on the development of the United States. So this were the starting position. Of course, the globalists, especially all those who hijacked and created the European Union, unelected officials, for them, war is the only way to make money. They heavily invested in their pension funds. They now the only economy which is possible to be in Europe is the war economy, to produce the weapons. Who is the best market for this? Of course, Ukraine. Who gonna pay for it? Of course, United States. Well, and Trump telling them, hey, you know, hell, go to hell. It ain't happening anymore while he is in the White House. So how it can go next? Of course, British, who running the personal security of the Zelensky, you know, try to, you know, really prepare him for this meeting, to say, hey, don't argue with the Trump. Just sit there, listen what he says, agreed with everything. Of course, he will try sabotage, because he is simultaneously trying also to, you know, outsmart and overplay his masters in London. You know, so he ought already, you know, working dead man, because, you know, doesn't matter which side, he now a biggest part of the problem and not of the solution. So what can happen? Eventually, there is a different possibilities. On my opinion, the military in Ukraine can say, hey, why on earth you're sending us for your political gains and only to have some, photo ops to destroy our lives for nothing? Why are you forcing us to defend areas who has no any military or strategic sense? So the Ukrainian army suffered a lot of losses. That's true. So those commanders is already started to voice their dissent. Of course, they've been, you know, try to banned, you know, kicked out of the army. But this is a widening effect. It's also guerrilla, resistance in Ukraine start also kicking in, because if you are busing your own population, you know, when they are hunting the any adult man on the streets without asking his papers, without looking into his, you know, documents, whether he has any reasons not to be in the army, whatever. They just, you know, throwing them in a bus. In 1 week, this man ends up in the front line, completely unready for these combat actions, completely, you know, cannot even surrender to the Russian, because all Ukrainian army will immediately send at least 5 FPV drones to kill him if he tried to say, hey, I'm trying to surrender. I want to save my life. Think of this. This is a huge problem for the population, which basically now on the condition of the hostages, Zelensky and his clique keeping entire population of Ukraine as a hostages. Economy is destroyed. All, very world famous production centers and the very well advanced, technological things, like Ukraine was one of the few countries in the world who was not only designing airplane and engines, but producing them. Nothing left.
And that's
there.
Important for people.
They had a huge missile.
Was it something like 40% of the old Soviet Union until 91's weapons and aircraft industry?
Yes.
I mean, this was the equivalent of what Detroit was until the 80s. This was the big industrial center.
Correct. Correct. Not only this, on 91, gross GDP of Ukraine was matching GDP of the France. Okay, this was the most prosperous, most richest republic of the Soviet Union. They have a hugest, scientific research centers. And they had the hugest production. They had the steel.
And
they
that's
had,
why the CIA good and engineering NATO. School. That's why the CIA and NATO on record wanted to target it and make sure it didn't have a good deal with Russia, didn't have a deal with Europe. They believed, destroy Russian Federation's future prosperity by taking over Ukraine, deindustrializing it, and leveraging it as a weapon against Russia, which they did, forcing Russia to move.
Correct. Correct, correct. And, despite all attempts of the, President Putin, since 2007, since his München speech, who tried to explain, hey, why are you trying to set up everything for the future war in Europe? Let's do the common security. You cannot have security for one part of Europe without providing security for another. It's either, security for all or no security for nobody. Okay, so the globalists definitely will try to sabotage the peace deal. If this would be, out of the their reach, then they will eventually replace the Zelensky. Maybe they will orchestrate some, make up coup d'etat where another stooge of them will come and try to set, oh, Zelensky has no legitimate president. Now we will put up election the next year, and now we still continue the war if, of course, they have a support of the Europe. But here are the most important part. United States holding the key where they can easily shut down this conflict very easily. First of all, Ukrainian army without Starlink is a dead machine within, several hours if Starlink switched off. There's no way they can communicate. There's no way they can receive any intelligence data. Is no way they can even, send any reports. Moreover, because Ukrainian army integrated heavily into the central comm of United States, so Pentagon know perfectly what's going on. Because even in Ukrainian general headquarters, the time on which they operate is not local time. It's not Zulu time. It's actually, East Coast time of United States. Can you believe it? Because they want to synchronize everything. So all intelligence for the guiding their, you know, long range drones on attacking deep inside Russia, all the mapping how to avoid Russian air defense and the radars to sneak in a low altitude, you know, between these zones of the, you know, air radar control is also provided by United States. We perfectly know that the crew who is operating Patriots, if they are not American, at least they are Germans, definitely not the Ukrainians. We perfectly know that the crew who is maintaining F-16, who launching the French Storm Shadow, cruise missiles, is also, you know, all operated by the, very high professional people who cannot be just, you know, retired or come. They've been eventually sent there to hide. So the Trump really knows how deep America is involved. For him, and now it's important to make sure that he can discuss with the Putin and with the others how they're gonna, prepare, the way out,
absolutely.
This,
so let's recap this. I mean, Victor, let's recap this because you just reminded me. I was trying to lay out the scenarios last week, and I said Europe gets smart, makes a deal, backs out. Russia gives up some of the territory. U.S. comes in, takes control, creates an economic zone with deals with Russia and Ukraine. Good for everybody. That's the best. If not, if Zelensky refuses, Trump could send in people, make a deal with Zelensky's people to make a deal with him to not prosecute them if they remove Zelensky. But I didn't think of the option they could actually remove Zelensky to put a new face in to continue it, and or they Trump could pull out of all of this, and then Europe could actually go ahead and send in his 250,000 person group claiming it's peacekeeping and go ahead and belly up to go straight to war with Russia, which without U.S. intelligence, we know Europe doesn't have the satellites. They would continue, but now Europe would have a bunch of dead European soldiers. And the pretext with NATO saying last year they're considering a nuclear sneak attack on Russia, which is insanely a provocation. I said the day it happened, I said, watch, Russia will now change its nuclear doctrine and say if we see a big aeronautics attack, because you're already shooting a few cruise missiles in, if we see hundreds, we have to believe it's a sneak attack, nuclear tip, not conventional. We have to then attack you, which anybody would do. So the level of gambling, this is not like Russian roulette with six cylinders and one bullet, you spin it. This is literal Russian nuclear roulette with like five of the chambers full. I mean, this is just, so those, I guess, are the four scenarios. Are there any other?
Well, there is also other scenarios, practically, look what's happening. All high tech weaponry only come from United States. Europe only able to supply a low level ammunition, maybe some drones, but without, satellites, without intelligence, without other high-tech support, they're not able to sustain any military operation. Moreover, all because they've been, deindustrializing their own industry, they are not able even to produce enough ammunition. We know what's happening in Germany, that they shut down the last steel mill, who able to produce a proper quality steel for defense industry, and now they're willing to go to the war with Russia based on what? They have one presumption that they count, and they not only count, but they're 100% convinced that United States will go in this war with them. And Trump very well understands it will not happen while he in the White House. That's the main reason, main breaks, I guess, where we can to prevent the worst case scenario, where the Europe will go and try to create a nuclear exchange with Russia or create a local war, and then they would fall for the sure. What they call it, Chapter 5 of the NATO Treaty, Article 5, to say, well, attack on one is attack of fall. Let's go, and attack all together Russia. As you're right. So This is, on my opinion, we are still far from that, but definitely European elites, all these globalists who are behind that conflict from get-go, definitely will not give it without fight. They will try to create another terrorist attack on Russia, like they did recently, we know, with the killings of look, every day we have a news that our security services are preventing a really serious terrorist attack. What's happening? Ukraine running a lot of the call centers, and they just, you know, through the messengers like WhatsApp or Telegram, approaching any, you know, young kids, you know, teenagers, basically, telling them, hey, do you want an extra $100? Or you just need to deliver this package, you know, grab it from this location, give it to another one. And if initially they even tried to talk them, okay, if something goes wrong, you escape, we give you something here in Ukraine. Now they just, you know, preparing. So those duped
teenagers more
who will
desperate.
Go do something for them. For
this is all fascinating.
Yeah.
What the best option would be for the EU and NATO to give up, but they economically can't. Zero Hedge is an excellent article. Europe's new war economy from green collapse to military Keynesianism, they don't have a choice. That's why it's so dangerous. I think the safest option, and I know Trump's worried they'll impeach him for it or try something, right, is to make a deal with the Ukrainian leadership and explain to them that they better do this and to take out Zelensky. I don't want to turn him into a martyr, but it just seems to me getting rid of Zelensky and the U.S., which the CIA does all the time, having a good coup for once to actually then have elections would be the safest move, but then Trump's worried that the Congress and then would come after him. What do you think the best option? I mean, wouldn't Zelensky going bye-bye be the best thing?
Well, you're absolutely right. Trump has very short window. We need to fix everything while he is in the White House and make sure that doesn't matter who come after him in the White House will not try to redo it, because chances that the Democrats will regroup and, you know, again, try to win the next election are still, you know, there. And, you know, because of very short period, because Trump was, is now left, less than what, 3 years yeah. of his presidency, of his term.
Yeah, he'll be a lame duck in less than 3 years. All, he'll be a lame duck in less than 3 years.
Yeah, that is correct. So here, the most important, as you said, what is scenarios? Okay, we don't know really for fact what was an agreement, but I guess, you know, both presidents tried to be pragmatic as possible and have a long-lasting solution for that. Because finally, and this is what given Russia a certain hope that this time we definitely can achieve it, because Trump now understands the concern of Russia. That is no way we will stop, you know, start ceasefire without addressing the real core issues of this conflict. And that Russia wants to have a peace deal, but we don't want to let the Europeans or globalists, matter of fact, to use the ceasefire, whether it's 3 months, 1 month, to rearm, regroup, and continue fighting of Ukraine. You know,
and
that's,
you notice
that's
Trump
the
said
issue.
That.
This
Trump
is
said
already.
You notice Trump, to interrupt you, we just run out of time. Trump admitted, he said, now I know why Russia doesn't want a ceasefire. It makes sense. So let me ask you this. Looking at this, I just realized this. I would guess that Putin made even bigger concessions than he's willing to give up, knowing, because Europe's already said no concessions, $500 billion, Russia admits it's wrong, NATO membership, Ukraine, something they know Russia will never take. So I'm guessing Putin came in with even more than he's willing to do, showing how reasonable he is, than knowing Europe will even say no to that. I bet you money that's what happened.
Correct, absolutely. Moreover, I guess that the Ukraine was not only the subject, and maybe not the subject number one. I think by some reason, they discuss more economical cooperation. Think of this, how much both United States and Russia would gain if we again start together, do the energy project in Arctic, where the Russia has entire fleet of the icebreakers, a good experience how to set up the project. We can do the joint project on the rare earth minerals, again on the Arctic zones. and cooperating, both economies are really very on a nice way complementing each other, you know. So here there is a huge potential to boost our trade, to boost our cooperation and exchange of technologies, to share, you know, different other opportunities where we have. And that's definitely, I guess, a background or foundation of the, you know, cooperation between our two countries. So the Trump, on my personal opinion, and it's my gut feelings, you know, very sensitive to those issues, because he, the same way like President Putin, interested in the prosperity of their own country. And here he's asking the question, why on earth we need to fight Russia? The same way like Russia would always say, why on earth we need to fight, you know, United States or even Europe. But Europe trying to use this pretext, Russia will attack us.
Absolutely.
Why on earth we need to attack the Europe?
Victor, can you
we
do...
We are the biggest on territory.
Victor, we're about to go to break. There's a little bit of delay today in your Skype, so it sounds like I'm interrupting you. I'm sorry. I just got to talk for you to hear me. Or your Zoom. Skype isn't around anymore. We're going to go to break in 2 minutes. Can you hold over to five more to talk about what type of peace Russia and America could have?
Sure.
Thank you so much. And I know you never talk about a website or are you on Telegram, Telegraph? How can people find you online?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not yet started my own social media, but as soon as I'm starting next time, I definitely will tell, you know, to your audience how to, you know, able to find me on the, you know, Twitter or on the X or in, you know, Telegram.
Well, I'm going to start a 24-hour network soon, and I would love to have a Russian perspective. Maybe you could do an hour a week or something, just get up and
sure.
talk.
Of course. Yep. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
All right, stay yeah. right there. We're going to break in a minute and a half. We'll come right back to you, talk about peace and what it could look like, because I've studied it. It's amazing. I mean, wow, a U.S.-Russia alliance with technology and sources. Folks, Russia's got three times the resources we got. They got almost double Africa. Africa's number two. It is so crazy that we don't have a deal with Russia. But the globalists know it's key to their plan to keep Russia cut off and isolated because they're so rich. And we're rich, not for long. We need to have a deal with them. My God, not drive them in the arms of the Chi-Coms. Oh, it's just so frustrating. We're going to go to break. Please remember, I've got the Democrats still trying to shut us down. Look in the news. I'm battling them hard, and we're winning, and we're exposing them. We proved the CIA was behind it all. The DOJ says they're criminally investigating. I sent over the packages. I've gone and met with them. I'll leave it at that. But this is a full battle. I need your support. Plus, the products are incredible. Tonight is the last night with our new bovine colostrum. If you know what colostrum is, it's the first 2 weeks any mammal puts off. It is just full of all these super nutrients. We have the very best bovine colostrum, private label, the top label. 2,000 milligrams each little scoop with a bunch of other super nutrients. Tonight, 50% off, and any other sub 50% off when you get it at thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of Patriot apparel. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's other great products that have just come out. I mean, people are saying it's 10 times stronger. It's way stronger out of that than even Turbo Force. If you love Turbo Force, you'll love Methyl Drive. And then it gets even crazier, and it's so good for you. Power Plant stacks with it. Power Plant, Advanced Adaptogen Complex, and Ultimate Methyl Drive. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the second American Revolution worldwide. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of them, so we can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out. Double-edged, razor-sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing, right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor-sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, and your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
During the break, and I'm not joking. If the Democrats get back in, they're putting me in prison or killing me. So I said, I'm going to have to, like Snowden, I'm going to have to go check Russia out as soon as this war's over. That's how existential this is. But Trump knows if he doesn't send these people to prison and they got the grand juries open now, he's going to be in prison or dead. So we're in a serious war against the same people that Russia's in a war with. In closing, Victor, you were trying to get into Russia has the most rare earth minerals, offering them to the U.S., wanting, since 91, wanting a deal, wanting to come in, wanting to come into Europe, wanting to be, you know, and it's this no, because all these globalist interests are too jealous of the resources that, for people that don't know, is, I mean, you probably got better numbers than I, but isn't it something like triple what the U.S. has, double what Africa has? Every resource in the world, everything, including smart people, you guys have it. So talk about, in the few minutes we have left, what a good future with the U.S. and Russia could look like.
Well, first of all, as I said, you know, I don't see why our two nations cannot have a friendly and, you know, mutual fruitful relation, not only trade. We're talking about where we perfectly good. It's first of all, look what Russia and United States can do in space exploration. Amazing. And you know, good example that despite all the troubles, at least International Space Station is functional. And you know, Russian cosmonaut and American astronauts are going into space on each other, you know, rockets. That's amazing. So the space never stopped. It's, you know, so the International Space Station soon finishing its, you know, assigned life and definitely should be down and from the orbit. So what is the new project? Why Russia and United States can't do joint base on the moon, a matter of fact, or maybe in the Mars? We have a lot of the opportunity. We, instead of, you know, each of us in wasting money and trying to do something, let's join these efforts. Let's get this synergy effect going on. And this would be a, you know, huge, you know, breakthrough into technologies into future. As you rightly said, you know, mineral resources of Arctic are enormous. That's where over 80% of our, you know, energy reserves are, and majority of them even not yet tapped. You know, we're just using a small fraction of those. We're talking about huge, you know, possibilities for agriculture in Russia, because with the change of climate, and by the way, in Russia, we've got a most speediest change of the temperature. So in average, you know, for past decades, medium temperature in, you know, central Russia increased like for 4%, which allowed to push area where we can grow the wheat almost 400 kilometers up to the north. It's incredible. It's opening so huge, you know, land masses for agriculture. You know, we're talking about a very deep cooperation into the scientific research of new materials. and new metals or composites. Look how, you know, was fruitful cooperation between Boeing using the Russian titanium. And by the way, during this sanction, the American business mainly remain in Russia. Yes, you know, McDonald's went out, and now they're regretting that they, you know, been forced to do by the Democrats. And now they're even planning what kind of excuse campaign they're going to run to the Russian public to say, oh, we are sorry, we are coming back. But those who remain, you know, they definitely make money. And our, you know, position always, hey, those who remain who want to be a good partners, please, you are welcome. Let's do the business together.
Absolutely.
So there is no discrimination of the...
And space exploration, a lot better than nuclear war. Yeah. Victor Boot, as soon as you get online, I know you're a regional leader and everything else, we want to start promoting what you're doing. Thank you, Victor Boot. And it looks like things are moving in the right direction, so let's keep praying and keep after. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for the time. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, continuing on the Russia situation, there is nothing more dangerous in the world right now, other than the bioweapons the globalists produce they have on the shelf, than this Russia conflict. And I was on with former CNN reporter Rick Sanchez. Even before I came on, I was watching him live, apologizing. I thought Alex Jones was a bad guy. He's, you know, been proven right. Asking, you know, I feel vindicated. I don't even care about being vindicated. Of course I'm vindicated. I care about defeating this system and building a new renaissance. So it was about a 30-something minute interview, but I loved what he said before I went on with him. I don't know if we've had time yet to find that. If we can, we'll put it at the end. Then we've got a new John Bound report on Larry Fink and its global takeover operation, taking over the WEF. So this will fill the hour, and then Owen Schroyer is out right now taking care of a family issue. So the great news director, Rob Dew, been here 16 years, he will host the War Room today, 3 to 6 p.m., so be sure and join us for that. And look, we're going to take all the amazing clips out of the show today, post them on X and Band Up Video and Rumble. You're welcome to take any clips you want. We get emails constantly. Can I take clips of your show? Can I play clips on my show? Can I? It's all free to air. It's always been. The show belongs to you. Take it all. My goodness, create a transcript of what I say. Read it yourself. I don't want credit. I want to beat tyrants. They're trying to destroy me and my family and you as well. But I'm at the front of the line. So this is existential. I put myself in the arena. I feel totally alive. It's where I want to be, but I want to win. And we win by you getting excited and realizing how important you are. So share the live feed right now. Just put an X post out like breaking, you know, Alex Jones reveals powerful new information on international television or something like that. Because this was live this morning. And he's a Russian agent. He has Russians on. Remember, Biden didn't talk to the Russians for 4 years. Totally insane. Yeah, and I go on Japanese TV and British TV and Brazilian TV and Mexican TV. And you better believe I got the Russians on. Victor Boot doesn't do interviews with anybody. Look it up. He's just a regional leader and advisor and, you know, intelligence guy. Comes on here because I know what I'm talking about. And by the way, nine times out of ten, my talking points come out before the Russian talking points, and they're basically identical. And it's because the Russians are in the right on this, folks. Our leaders have started the fight with them. And that's insane. And Trump understands that. He's not a Russian agent. He's an agent of America and success. Look what he's done for the country so far. It's like night and day. And he's going to dominate the Russians economically. Now, if they want to come into the deal, that's fine. But I'm America first. I mean, I'm only America. I'm America only. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to take care of everybody else. So I'm beyond America first. But if my country gets fully seized, I will go outside the country. There's a lot of places I can move. And I will continue fighting in exile. And that's what we're looking at in 3 years. I mean, if it looks like the Democrats are going to win, I'm gone, baby. Gone, gone, gone. I mean, I don't sit there and look down the barrel of a political assassination gun, literally, and, you know, just, I'm invincible. I've survived this many times. No, I prayed about it, and I am going to be out of Dodge. And I'm only telling you this, and I tell you everything. I bare my soul to you. I wear everything on my sleeve. That's how existential this is. It's like in Star Wars Episode 4, you know, the first episode they put out of the 9 films, the 9 books. They got the X-Wings attacking the Death Star, and the Death Star zooms in, has to orbit the planet to fire, and it, you know, they're going to get the Rebel base. Well, I'm not going to sit here on the Rebel base when the Death Star is clear to fire. I'm going to get my spaceship and pew. So people ask, why are you still in Austin? It's where I'm from. It's where my crew is, where my family is. It's leftist run. I don't have the money to move right now. But no, if I leave, I'm going to leave the country. That's how serious this is. It's how much I need Trump to succeed. So I'm not going to make brownie points bitching at things Trump does wrong all day. I'll try to correct him on it. The good stuff, I'm going to boost because we need him to succeed. And he is on so many fronts. All right, here is my interview with Rick Sanchez today, this morning. Here it is.
Alex Jones is my guest. He is the host of InfoWars, and he's good enough to join us now to partake in this conversation. Mr. Jones, you look great.
Well, so do you, Rick. I remember watching you for years on CNN.
It's good to
see. And also on RT now.
Yeah, listen, it's fascinating to see what has happened in our country. And I know you have paid the toll because, you know, they've gone after you. But in the end, I think a lot of us owe you a debt of gratitude because, you know, I just mentioned, and I'll just be honest with you because that's what this is about, truth, right? I used to be in the mainstream media, and I used to think that many of the things that you were saying weren't right, that you were not telling the truth about this whole business of the corporate media lying and the fact that there was this administrative state which was actually running things. And all the time, you were right. Do you feel vindicated?
I mean, I do feel vindicated, but really, I just want to stop this whole globalist world domination plan. I mean, I'm on record with many guests and experts 16 years ago saying that there's a project of the EU, NATO, and the neocons and the Democrats to continue to overthrow elected governments in Ukraine and then start a proxy war with Russia and move weapons up to Russia's border to trigger a full conflict that NATO believed they could continue until Russia went bankrupt and collapsed. And that's criminal. And so back then, I was just going off of what the State Department real policies were. That really wasn't in the U.S. news at the time. So my frustration has been that so much of this has been publicly known. I mean, back when they set up USAID in the 60s, it was known to be run by the CIA. Mm-hmm. Now the public understands that. So really, if you just study the academic level information, none of this is really even a secret. And so I've just been trying to get my country back from the globalists so that you know, they don't turn us into a police state while at the same time starting a new world war that leads to nuclear war. And so that's you know, really why I've, quote, been vindicated, because it was really always true. It's just that now you've got enough of the public and enough media people that have finally woken up to it, that the whole globalist leftovers of the British Empire, BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard system is in deep trouble because it can only operate if it was in the shadows. Now that it's out in the open,
because journalists and the citizens have been opposing it, and Russia really has been, you know, opposing it at the forefront politically. Now it's in major decline, and the EU has said, as I know you know, their head economic ministers and defense ministers, we need a 20-year war with Russia as our economic plan.
Yeah.
We're going to bankrupt Russia and break it into five parts. That's a declaration of war. Well, guess what? 3.5 years later, really 16 years into this project, because it took NATO that long to, since 91, to get up, you know, into Ukraine. It's really been a 30-plus-year project, breaking their deals with Russia. That's failed. And Russia's already won strategically and in every level in the last 3.5 years. And obviously Putin didn't want to have to go in there. He kept warning them dozens of times, but they passed the red line. And so now Russia has won, hands down. Hmm. And so Trump pragmatically is simply trying to get us out of it. But as you said in the earlier segment, the EU and NATO have bet everything on this. Their demographics, their economics are the worst of any industrialized bloc. And so their business plan is Napoleon's plan and Hitler's plan to take on the Russians. And now the Russians, you know, that killed 24 million Germans in the toe-to-toe fight, 27 million dead Russians. They didn't have nukes back then. Now they're the biggest nuclear power. So yeah, let's go start a fight with the meanest guy on the block. That is insanity. And Trump understands that.
And you've been saying for the longest time, in fact, that these folks are all conjoined. They're all together. NATO, the big banks, interestingly enough, not just Washington and New York, but London and Paris as well. Explain that triad a little bit better so the rest of the people who are not allowed to hear that message can better understand it. Alex?
Well, actually, a lot of this came out in Senate hearings in the 70s, the Church Committee hearings, but also a lot of documents came out in the early 2000s from the State Department, and some were leaked, that at the end of World War II, mm-hmm. you had OSS and the CIA make a deal with the old European elites and the Project Paperclip to protect 30-plus thousand Nazis and to kind of create a new alliance. The Bilderberg Group was their yearly meeting, mm. and this consortium basically form one big power block and to develop NATO down the road as a world army. They were talking about being a world army even in the 50s. So they've had this larger EU project for a long time that was actually a brainchild of Adolf Hitler. That's publicly on the record.
Damn.
And so you've got all these financial interests, Europe, the British Empire, what's left of it, and the American Empire that basically merged with their banking systems at the end of World War II and then Bretton Woods and Bretton Woods II. Mm. And so that power block dominated the world, but then through mismanagement, greed, and through inflation and through policies, now not just the domestic populations of those blocks have turned against the establishment, but also the BRICS and other sectors have lined up against it. And so it's in massive free fall decline. And so you ask the question, I mean, how it all works. It's the European Central Bank is the same shareholders as the private Federal Reserve Bank and the same thing with the Bank of England. So it literally is the International Bank of Settlements, the IMF, the World Bank, and then BlackRock, State Street, Vanguard that are just the holding companies on the private side of that. Like you have the WEF head having to leave because he's so discredited, Klaus Schwab. Mm. So in comes Larry Fink, who really was the head of it. And 2 years ago, you had the World Economic Forum becoming co-equal with the UN in a high-level agreement, even more powerful than the Security Council. And they basically are setting global corporate policies through the corporate governance ESG plan that they're trying to set up. So it's a one world central bank system that's made up of the UK, Europe, and the United States with Japan and South Korea lesser pieces to that. And so that's what the world's facing. And then through the US and through NATO, that's its military arm of military expansion. Countries they can't take over economically or through color revolutions, they then go to direct warfare with.
So we have these, I refer to them as the snowman and the seven dwarfs, which is kind of an interesting scenario, but we have these seven European leaders showing up at the White House, knocking on the door. Are they a part of this? Do they even know that they're being used that way to push this argument? Because, like I said during my intro, what they're doing makes no sense. They're going to the United States and in front of hundreds of millions of people all over the world saying they want war while defending a guy who was not even democratically elected. It's a really crappy argument. It's a crappy hill to die on, isn't it? But that's kind of what they're doing. Are they doing it because they need to do it, Alex?
Well, you nailed it earlier. In fact, I'm going to grab that if you don't mind and then air it later today on my show. Just what you said, because it's better than what I basically said, boiling it down. This was the best Trump's ever been. Exposing it, showing it to the world.
Yes.
Revealing that Zelensky, the EU and NATO don't hold the cards. And yes, because of their economic situation, only a long protracted war where they break up Russia, talk about delusional, mm-hmm. and get the unprecedented resources there. Can the corrupt, out of control, unelected EU commission that grew out of the Treaty of Rome in 56, the Treaty of London in 47 was originally set up, but officially in 56 as a trade deal. Then they got the governments of Europe to sign over authority incrementally until by 99, it was officially the EU. But the EU commission headed up by Ursula von der Leyen is unelected. And they've been arresting people that are going to win elections in France, Marie Le Pen. They've been arresting the presidential winner in Romania.
Yes.
So these are literal Hitler wannabe dictators. The EU parliament, for those that don't know, is ceremonial and advisory. It is elected. But again, you have the EU trying to censor America, censor Russia,
yeah,
censor the world. And so absolutely, Ursula von der Leyen of the unelected EU commission is the one with her deputy that I can play you the clips. I'm sure you've seen them where I mentioned it because it's a big deal. Yeah, we're going to have a 20 to 30 year war. It'll never go nuclear. We will break Russia and then we'll break it in five parts. So yes, they know exactly what they're doing and they only could have any shot at this if the United States continued to commit political, economic, and potentially thermal nuclear suicide, and it just makes no sense.
Which they would have gotten, pardon me for interrupting, but they would have gotten that with Kamala Harris. I am almost certain of that.
Because she literally has about a 70 IQ. Absolutely. And so that's the madness of this. People ask, why didn't Napoleon just run off and attack Russia? When if he just stayed in Europe, he'd have, been the king. But because they just, it's always been the target because nobody's been able to ever get it. And why did Hitler in 42? He's winning all over Europe. He's winning everywhere. Russia's sitting over there. Stalin, he just goes, let's launch Operation Barbarossa and sneak attack the Russians. It is insane. And Trump understands it. And Trump's a total pragmatist. He likes beautiful hotels, golf courses. When he went to North Korea and Kim Jong-un reportedly cried, he showed him a computer generated, kind of AI thing of beautiful hotels and swimming pools and modern, modern shopping malls and beautiful fields and said, you could do this. And then Kim Jong-un basically said, well, China won't, let us. But that's the point is Trump sees Russia as the richest resource country in the world and a natural ally. And he's like, why aren't we doing business with these people? They're capitalists now. Well, what's the problem here? But then you've got the Ursula von der Leyen, who before her was Herman von Rompuy, who literally is the owner of Luxembourg, total Saxe-Coburg-Gotha royalty. And so the old royalty of Europe now is just the commission. And that's what Hitler wanted to do. He wanted to put Edward VIII, who had to advocate. He was in Spain during World War II, actually in Germany for part of it. They wanted to put him on the head of a 10-nation European Union to start. So this is their project. So when you see Ursula von der Leyen, a dictator, wanting war and saying we're going to defeat Russia, it's literally a replay of history repeating. And this time, there's absolutely no way to win because of the nuclear weapons. We'll just kill each other like the old war games movie in the 80s. What a strange game. The only way to win is not to play. So we need economic development, massive expansion. We need to leave the conquest economy and move into the Renaissance economy or the planet will be destroyed. We have godlike powers now, but we're not gods. And if we don't stop acting like cavemen, as the famous physicist Albert Einstein said, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah, Yeah, yeah. And you know, you've been making this argument. You've made arguments before. You've been almost prescient in your ability to kind of see what was coming. I mean, you made comments before 9/11 happened that 9/11 or something like 9/11 was taking place. And one of the reasons I've been more attracted to you lately is I've been watching you on InfoWars, and one of the things that you often talk about was this very thing, that if we're not careful, we're on the brink of World War III, which, by the way, is the reason I'm here doing this show. I'm tired of depending on CNN and the New York Times to tell me about Russia. I decided as a journalist I was going to be here and find out for myself. I think we need more of this, and you've been doing this for a long time, my friend, and you should be commended for it, not criticized for it.
Well, I mean, I said specifically the CIA is going to fly hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and blame Bin Laden. And that's because I saw a lot of pre-programming and the culture and everything, and I could see where that was going, but specifically, all the major war game groups, the RAND Corporation, the Atomic Scientists Association, their Doomsday Clock, every analyst group in the world, including Russia, China, says the world's closer to midnight, nuclear Armageddon, than even during the Cuban Missile Crisis in the early 1960s. So in that case, it's not even me seeing the future or an opinion. That's why, remember Biden 2 years ago,
yes,
in a moment of clarity, said, we can't give Abrams tanks and F-16s to Ukraine, because that escalates the escalation ladder. That leads to World War III. Well, they went ahead and did it. Next, let's give heavy cruise missiles and start bombing Moscow. Next, let's launch Operation Spiderweb and blow up, the nuclear bombers 4,000 miles away. All of that is direct, insane provocation by megalomaniacs. And if you look at Ursula von der Leyen and her junk, in fact, I've got one of her right here, a clip I played on my show yesterday, they're literally women who've never even been in the military, much less ever been in the strategic nuclear forces. They don't know what a nuclear triad is. I've seen them do these interviews, and they're in charge, and they literally can't find their ass with both hands. These reckless, arrogant, and unelected EU bureaucrats are the true architects of the conflict. In Europe, now listen to her, if Europe cannot defeat Russia, how can we defeat China? That's a Kaja Kallas, the chief diplomat of the EU, on the EU commission. She said 5 months ago, the statement I've made twice, about we'll have a 20 to 30 year war and it'll be conventional and Russia won't dare use nukes and then they'll go bankrupt and then we'll break them up in five parts. That's our economic plan. Listen, they're already preparing conscription even for women Europe-wide.
Wow.
Many of them have brought back the draft. Europe's going to be just like Ukraine, stuffing teenagers and old men and now women in vans to drive away to be cannon fodder to fight the Russians. Not a good idea.
No, and you know what? Here's what's interesting, though. There's a change coming. I feel it. There's a sense now that where the Alex Joneses of the world, and you're a unique character in many ways, but the Alex Joneses of the world are now becoming more common. There's more people now saying the things that people used to scoff at you for saying. That's why I asked you the vindication question earlier, because they came after you, and yeah, you may have made some mistakes and done some things that you probably shouldn't have done, but they came after you with full force. I mean, they tried to nuke you, man. And I think that the reason they did it is because, not because of what they say you did, but because of the other things that you did or said before. Is that your sense of it as well?
I'd love to answer that, but let me answer your question earlier that I didn't properly answer. Now I understand where you were going. I thought you were just asking generally about me being vindicated. I'm like, sure. But yes, myself seen as this radical, this black sheep, you know, this person basically digitally, put on Alcatraz. The fact that what I've said, what I've researched is now mainstream, and there's all these other amazing pundits and talk show hosts and analysts.
Yes.
Coming out and basically saying the same thing, but doing their own research and their own expertise and bringing out even more important information. It is beautiful. And again, it shows how the tide has turned. And that's why the globalists needed a nuclear war or a total collapse or a new virus. They've said because there is a renaissance, a great awakening to them. But then on the other subject, I've made mistakes But I never got in trouble for mistakes I made, and I never told, you know, untruths on purpose. I've been, you know, wrong. Everybody has.
Yeah.
But in general, I've been about 98% accurate. We now know, because of declassifications by the Trump administration 6 months ago and other documents that have come out, that Barack Obama in 2013.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What has the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. And I used to like Brain Force. Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our Ultra Methylene Blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your Ultra Methylene Blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexjonesstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultra Methylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that. At thealexjonesstore.com, I bring you whatever I personally think is the best and the coolest. That's our marketing plan. This knife sells all day long in stores for $100 or more. We bought a whole bunch of those. We can sell it to you for $78. Stainless steel, blacked out, double-edged, razor sharp, 1776 on the hilt, high-tech scabbard, hooks on your belt, doesn't come out, is amazing. Right now at thealexjonesstore.com for 40% off despite the fact it's selling out. And then this, World War II updated trench knife, 10 inches, razor sharp, stainless steel, Spartan, tip of the spear. You can get this massively discounted up to 40% off right now with the Blades and Bullion Super Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. And that goes for these four silver collectible coins that are selling out as well, up to 40% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We now know, because of declassifications by the Trump administration 6 months ago and other documents that have come out, that Barack Obama in 2013 ordered James Comey to put me under national security investigation as a level 3 national security threat. Now, when they do that, it was run out of the Boston office. When they do that, because they run a lot of their legal stuff out of there, goes back to Mueller, they treat like a foreign country where they disrupt and attack and lawfare and try to put you in prison. And then later we got undercover video of a CIA/CIA FBI operative, Gavin Oblebus, saying, well, we investigated him for 10 years starting in 2013, which we got documents from the Trump administration this year confirming. And I got that from the Justice Department. They sent it to us. And I'm in contact with them all the time. I'll leave it at that. And there's Trump's different task forces that are going after these folks, and they aren't a criminal investigation for it. I can just let you know that. So then we learned that the CIA developed the plan and said, look for something. They could never find anything. And then Hillary was running against Trump, and they said, well, let's claim Jones sends people to the families of dead kids and tells people to harass them and tells people to pee on their graves. None of that ever happened. Nobody ever went and did that. Much less I didn't send them. They had PR firms run all these thousands of programs, thousands, as everybody knows. Then they sued me. Then the judges found me guilty on default. Then they had produced by HBO two show trials right before the midterms 3 years ago. And then they got their multi-billion dollar judgments and then never even wanted to settle. And I didn't even have $10 million in the bank. And so they've now admitted in court, we don't want money. We want him off the air. It's the Paul Weiss law firm, the one that paid $40 million in restitution to Trump for admitting to illegal lawfare against him. But they're still doing it. So it's literally the CIA, the FBI. We have the documents. We have the admissions. The FBI admitted in court that they sent their chief counsel to Connecticut to go develop the plan to sue me 6 years ago, 7 years ago. And so more than vindicated. I mean, I have been persecuted. I have been targeted. But that's what I would expect being a warrior in the fight for truth. I'm lucky they didn't just kill me. I'm lucky that they tried to indict me. They've had at least seven grand juries.
I was just going to say, you know, there are those who argue that they actually took out JFK. They recently took out Epstein. They could have taken you out as well rather than just trying to ruin you. And it seems that's what they intended to do.
Well, most of the time, yeah, in the old days, they just killed people, and they still do if they have to. But that tends to get messy. Look at JFK. Look at Epstein. They tried to kill Trump because they couldn't kill the idea of him. So they try to silence you and censor you, and then they misrepresent what you've said and done and build a straw man, and then they use that caricature of you to then use you against the people. That's why they've had characters in Spider-Man movies based on me that are the bad guys. They've admitted this. Characters all over TV based on me. So they tried to silence me so they can then create a fake Alex Jones. And so they assassinate your character and your name, and they put you in suspended animation. But because of international media and independent media, because I didn't quit, it backfired. And now I'm not trying to say I'm a perfect guy, but I have become a big folk hero now in the United States, which is exactly what they feared and why they admitted documents have come out. They go, this guy can continue to change the narrative. We got Rockefeller Foundation documents from a separate lawsuit against Pfizer and Moderna through Kennedy's lawsuit groups and his lawyers. And they contacted me and said, we can't let this come out because it's attorney-client privilege, but we got this from whistleblowers. Here's the Rockefeller Foundation telling the CIA, this goes back 10 years, and then they got new documents too, that you're the example of what they fear, and that they've got to destroy your name and silence you because you're a populist that continues to put out narratives that stop them, and that if this guy isn't stopped, he's basically patient zero, and we're going to get taken down by a populist uprising. And so that shows the Rockefeller Foundation at least 10 years ago running the CIA saying, get him. So I'm very honored, actually, that they recognize, because I never knew that I would be this influential. I just wanted to tell the truth, but they failed. And so now it's blown up in their face.
I've never seen them go after somebody as hard as they have with this kind of system where they try to just publicly destroy you. And I'll tell you, with the average American, it probably had a very significant effect. Now that's changing somewhat. We're down to about 3 minutes, but I'd like to know how you're holding up. What are you going to do? Are you just going to fight this and continue telling your truths? And what's it like?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, it's a long story, but they had the Justice Department come into my bankruptcy, sabotage us, file fake reports to the court that we were criminals. That got disproven. We weren't hiding money. Then they had, then they sent armed security here in May 31st of last year, ordered us out of the building with no court order. I said no. Turned out that was a fraud. Then they had a fake auction to sell it. Wouldn't sell it to people that were going to buy it that would keep me on air. Sold it to a Bloomberg front group, the Everytown gun control group in The Onion. The judge overrode that and said it was a fraud. And now they've gone to state court and are trying to block it, even though the assets are in federal court. And they look to shut us down by sometime at the end of September. But we continue to battle them. And I'm battling the Paul Weiss law firm, who in federal filings last year said they have spent $323 million suing me in the last 7 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. 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 And we've spent $20 million fighting.
Well, where are they getting that money? Where are they getting that money? How are they going to get?
We got the documents this year. It's in federal filings. The Justice Department was secretly funding them through grant money where they would pay the Sandy Hook family charities, and then the charities would pay the money from the Justice Department.
Oh, my goodness. Is that out?
Absolutely. It's all on Exit Real Off Shows. It's all, and there's so much.
Isn't that fraud? If nothing else, some kind of malfeasance?
Yes. Yeah. Well, in the case, it looks like money laundering. Well, in the case of the Justice Department money, it goes into their charities and then into the Koskov firm, and get this. At key points, the Justice Department puts millions in to their charity, and then a week to 2 weeks later, the law firm, because we have all the filings, then it files bills to them of the exact amount.
Hmm. Wow.
It is the CIA running it through the Justice Department, and we have them. I mean, this is incredible. And that's not even 10% of it, Rick. Quite frankly, I'm living in a James Bond movie for real, and I'm fighting for my country and having big success. You know, most patriots never get to live to see taking the country back. And Trump really is doing, he's doing the best job he can, and it's a blessing. But people for now can find me at Infowars.com/show and follow me on X at Real Alex Jones. They're trying to take my social media. They even said in federal court, the 13th Amendment protects your name because, you know, that's slavery, but we own Jones's name. He is a different case. You can look it up. The filings is in Bloomberg.
Yeah. No, I know.
Bloomberg running this is...
When it starts to become like an all-out assault the way it has been for you, that's when I think the average fairness and the average human being, if not Americans, starts to boomerang. I mean, that's when people start saying, why are they going after this guy like this? This is a little crazy. He hasn't killed anybody. You know, so what's the deal here? So I think that's why your argument is getting so interesting, and more people are going to want to hear your story, Alex. And you're a tough guy, dude. You really are. And by the way, you look great. I don't know what the hell you're doing. Maybe you're exercising more or something, but you look better than ever. What are you doing?
Well, I mean, I got to where I was fatalistic. I wasn't feeling sorry for myself, but I was drinking too much and eating too much. And then Joe Rogan, he lives here in town. I've been longtime friends with him. He said, listen, Jones, they're trying to destroy you. You're the one helping them. You're a fat ass. And he said, we're eating dinner. And he said, work out with my Navy SEAL trainer buddy. Yeah, no, he said, no, man, I've known Joe 26 years. We're good friends. And he said, listen, I'm going to give you tough love. He goes, Sean Johnson, who he trains with, is a Navy SEAL trainer. He goes, I've known Sean like 5 years. Yeah. Sean goes, yeah, I'll work your ass out 7 days a week when I'm in town. Are you ready? And that was a year ago. It's a year ago in September, and I've lost 70 pounds, and I feel great.
That's great.
So when I'm sitting there doing, you know, 500 push-ups and, you know, a couple thousand sit-ups and, you know, the stuff I do, I'm just thinking about my enemies want me unhealthy. My enemies want me crushed. And like Joe Rogan said, you're your own worst enemy. You're going to have a heart attack. And he threw down the gauntlet. He said, Sean Johnson will train you. He said, you can train at my gym. Yeah, but we never really use his gym. We use my gym. I've got one here in my office. And so I work out about 70, 80 minutes a morning. And so, yeah. Hey, the French say it right. The best revenge is living well. And I'm going to outlive my enemies, and I'm going to see our republic saved, and I'm going to see World War III stopped, and hopefully a new renaissance. And just God bless you, Rick.
You're fighting a good fight, my friend. And I thank you for doing that. And I thank Joe Rogan for giving you the advice. I was going to say you were a little chubby, but he called you a fat ass. So maybe that works a little better.
I weighed 290 at 5'10". Wow. I was a lard ass. Not anymore, though.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for taking the time, and let's stay in touch. Okay. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
The social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
Larry Fink, the shadowy titan of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with over $10 trillion in its grip, has been named interim co-chair of the World Economic Forum alongside Roche's Andre Hoffman.
Who are the people who are going to be able to have sufficient humility to accept that the current status quo doesn't work? And who are the people who are going to act on this?
Remember Larry Fink and Klaus Schwab? All said that a few years ago. We will end up soon, by 2030, you will not have your own car. And we're not going to allow the new building of any single family homes. And you notice in the Palisades they burned down on purpose. I told you it'd be a UN city. They declare an emergency, build giant high-rises, 250-square-foot coffin apartments. It's all been officially announced exactly as I said.
There's three giant corporations, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, which own collectively, they own each other, so it's really one giant corporation. But they also own 89% of the S&P 500. They own everything. They've now decided to buy every single family home in America. So if they stay on the current trajectory, they will own 60% of the homes in this country, single family homes, by 2030.
This move, announced on August 15th, 2025, comes right after an internal probe that cleared World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab of misconduct, though it admitted to minor irregularities.
Something penetrates the cabinets.
BlackRock's tentacles stretch into every major corporation, government, and central bank. And now Fink's got a front row seat at the WEF's Davos Circus, where the world's power brokers plot their next moves.
What's the end game for you? You're rich. You're powerful. What's next for you?
Consolidation of power in the hands of a man who's been steering markets and pushing agendas like ESG investing, a Trojan horse for centralized control.
What is the goal of ESG?
So the stated goal was to create a set of measurements that they could use to justify taking trillions of dollars of other people's money and doing activist investing with it.
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks, these guys are
Larry Fink, the guy who built BlackRock from a scrappy startup into a financial juggernaut that owns stakes in over 14,000 companies worldwide. His annual letters to CEOs read like manifestos for a new world order, urging companies to bow to stakeholder capitalism, a soft term for prioritizing globalist agendas over profits.
I was with someone the other day who knows Larry Fink really well, and I said, I think Larry Fink has really been damaging to the country, to the world. And this person said, you know, I feel sorry for Larry Fink. Why? Why do you feel sorry for Larry Fink? Because he's the single unhappiest person I've ever met.
So what can we expect in the coming months? Expect a turbocharged push for digital assets, ESG policies, and global governance that threatens national sovereignty. Fink's BlackRock already manages the largest Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, worth nearly $95 billion, and his WEF gig could accelerate crypto adoption as a tool for financial surveillance.
Let me see this. Will you do another ETF? How about an XRP ETF? I know you got Ether out there. How about XRP? Can you answer that?
I can't.
Under Fink, it's a blueprint for merging corporate power with government policy, creating a world where unelected financiers call all the shots. Fink's leadership risks cementing that reputation, turning Davos into a command center for a financial feudalism where BlackRock's interests reign supreme.
So we've had Christine Lagarde of the ECB say that the entire financial system needs to be rewired for climate change. And she's not the only one saying that. You have the head of climate finance at the UN, Mark Carney, former head of the Bank of England and Bank of Canada, and former Goldman Sachs guy. I'm also saying similar things. Larry Fink is saying similar things. The banker consensus is that the entire global economy has to be remade, and one of the main pillars of that new system they wish to impose on us is the carbon market, which they currently refer to as the voluntary carbon market. But like digital ID, it will be voluntary in name only.
This isn't a promotion. It's a coronation for a man who's been pulling strings behind the scenes for decades. Wake up, America. This is the real Great Reset. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars. Shortly after the one-month anniversary of the heart-wrenching disaster in Lahaina, the locals faced a den of thieves.
When I was on the island last week, I appointed Bob Fenton, one of the nation's leading emergency managers, and I mean that, that's not hyperbole, who's been on the ground in Hawaii since before the fires erupted as our chief federal response coordinator.
Listen to what Biden said. He said Bob Fenton was placed there specifically for the long-term recovery of Maui. There hadn't been any fire. He was placed there before the fire, which means the fire was planned.
Build back better, is it just, it's not just a slogan, they mean it. They're talking about building America back in a way that will be, you know, more sensible and have better energy for our people.
Stakeholders disguised as city council members.
Are you engaged? Are you a stakeholder? Are you written? Is your name listed as a stakeholder of any of the redevelopment plans regarding a smart city? By a raise of hands, I would like to see a raise of hands. Because the information is out there. Raise of hands. I can tell you, Department of Planning, DLNR, DBED, Housing, all of you, all of these agencies, and I'm not saying to you directly, but you're here representing these agencies, therefore, it is your responsibility to tell the truth.
We know very well that you guys, as the third largest stakeholders, the state, do want that land and can take it when you deem it a natural disaster.
And an army of federal, state, and local goons unleashing the unthinkable.
No, I literally cannot get over there.
That's just the way it is. I've been ordered not to let anyone cross the bridge, so.
They sent all the kids home from school because of the wind advisory, and we found out yesterday that we lost a whole neighborhood of children.
I'm talking 1,050 kids gone without a trace. They have absolutely no clue where these children are. It's like they vanished into thin air.
The Hawaii governor had downgraded the horror, claiming that the number of people missing had dropped to 66, but the locals knew the awful truth.
I think it's in 1,000. Not hundreds.
You tell me if it makes any sense. One child is dead. All that destruction that you see, one child is dead. Now they're saying only 66 people are missing. There are 400 plus people they can't get a hold of, which makes no sense either.
You can see a bunch of school buses. These are the school buses that were taken away from the fire by military professionals. If you're looking for the children, they're probably somewhere in this general facility.
This morning on the water in upcountry Maui, the first time toluene was detected in water samples taken from the Upper Kula treatment plant. The lab reports are from August 14th and 16th and detected trace amounts well below the federal and state maximum contaminant level of 1,000 parts per billion.
Toluene is in the water. What they failed to tell you is that toluene is commonly referred to as TNT. Yes, the same TNT that you find in dynamite or explosives.
While local propaganda attempts to brainwash the local Hawaiian people into not believing what their eyes see and their ears hear.
There were some outlandish conspiracy theory claims being made and shared on social media.
Disinformation campaign immediately after the Maui wildfires was spread by China and Russia.
From weather warfare to floating bodies on another island, thousands of missing children to a Maui land grab. Experts say the online posts can start is genuine concern, but that China and Russia are now using artificial intelligence to amplify it, spread fear and distrust in government.
When you start talking about laser beams and heat rays coming from space that would take out people in Maui, come on, let's get real.
Somebody's home security camera, when one of the fires started, it was just an explosion. So they could do multiple pulses. So they got plenty of time to execute. That's what you're saying, right?
It takes about 2 minutes for a 1 meter wide burst to set fires over a mile. And again, there's atmospheric interference, and that's why it's such an erratic pattern.
Governor Green said on HNN Spotlight Now he'll take disinformation concerns to the president.
Suggesting to our own social media types that there were thousands of children gone.
The problem is, That information is so abundant that the Chinese don't even know half of the story.
Sounded the siren that night. We're afraid that people would have gone Malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
We have a statewide alert and warning system, which we also call SAWS. That involves not only the siren warning system, but as well as IPAWS. IPAWS is the Integrated Public Alerts and Warning System provided by FEMA. We also use sirens for hurricanes, brush fires, flooding, lava, hazmat conditions.
There you have it, folks. The Hawaiian government's own website says that the sirens should be used for fires.
Before we dig into what appears to be a globalist first strike genocidal crime scene in Maui, who are the vested interests in the multi-million dollar Lahaina property? After the state of Hawaii, Alexander and Baldwin is the second largest landowner on Maui at over 65,000 acres, and the U.S. government is the third largest landowner at over 33,000 acres. Alexander and Baldwin's largest shareholder is BlackRock Incorporated. Meanwhile, billionaires within the World Economic Forum Bilderberg Network have been forcing the locals out.
So now a billionaire comes in with his money, doing it by force, removing people out of their land.
Mark Zuckerberg, to ensure his privacy, is trying to sue Native Hawaiians that live in Kauai so he can steal their land and build a mansion. Just because he can.
There are feelings of both angst and excitement as Lanai'i residents prepare to welcome new billionaire owner Larry Ellison.
Didn't take long before people who previously lived on Lanai were forced out of their jobs and forced out of their homes just because Ellison had a different vision for the future of the island.
We asked the governor to amend the emergency proclamation to ensure that Chapter 92 Sunshine Law remains in full force. The governor should ensure that all decisions about the rebuilding of Lahaina are made in the open and with full participation of our Lahaina community.
What have you heard of real estate investors already contacting survivors?
It was actually like day four that people started reporting that they were getting calls actually from Maui realtors, but there was a press conference just held, I believe, yesterday. I'm going to have to catch up on it, where they did said that there was many developers there that were saying they should void the permit process. And Hawaii has an extensive permit process. To build anything here is like, it's like pulling teeth. Governor Josh Green has saying he's going to put a, you know, moratorium on selling because he's trying to, I think, take the light off of him. But we know that something, you know, it's more nefarious going on.
It's important that we're honest about this. People have been fighting against the release of water to fight fires.
He suspended the water code in Lahaina due to the fires. He's suspended certain other provisions of law in the housing proclamation. And in his comments on Monday, he specifically alleged something that I've never heard to be the case, that people are fighting against the provision of water for firefighting across Hawaii.
The deputy water commissioner had allowed millionaires and developers to divert that water to themselves. The same water that wasn't used for 5 hours to fight the fire in Lahaina. Reportedly, new permit applications that locals had been fighting for and won were due to be submitted the day before the Maui fires.
You know, we all need water to live, but it requires true conversations about equity, you know, like water equity.
The minions of Agenda 2030 immediately descended as locals report that those whose homes survived are being given eviction notices while developers in league with insurance companies circle the ancestral village of Lahaina.
That's a whole group of people that would have to get to do that. The landlord had to go to the court, file the petition, and then manage to get that done in under a week, and we can't get aid.
And what's more frightening is, you know, FEMA. And what we fear with these land grabs is that they're going to go in.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it.
After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Sambucus is available right now at the alexjonesstore.com. Now, Sambucus is a fancy word for elderberry. This elderberry concoction is mixed with vitamin C and zinc. It's gummies. They're absolutely delicious. I take two of them every single day as prescribed by the directions on the bottle. Helps with things like healthy stress levels, antioxidant and immune support. It promotes respiratory health, seasonal support, and it's GMO and gluten-free. Now, not only with Ultimate Sambucus gummies are you getting a delicious way to fight for your immune system, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that Alex Jones is under relentless attack. We know that InfoWars and this crew are under relentless attack as well. And it's not just us they're coming after. Frankly, it's you. They want to silence you. They want to kill your health. They want to kill your mind. And they want to subjugate you under a new world order government. And so as far as I'm concerned, by going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting Ultimate Sambucus gummies, you are not only fighting for your health, but you're fighting against the new world order in the most effective way possible. Please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.